Saturday Night Virus begins now.
This is as disorganized as it comes.
Women's power is in your fear of whatever they're going to do.
Black Phillip.
Fat-tongued mongoloid.
Love doctor.
I told my girl she's the fourth most important thing in my life.
So sensitive.
It was me, my career,
family,
my mother, and then her.
Ooh, that silk.
She only thinks she knows shit because I tell her shit.
Oh, wow. Keeping your pimp hand strong.
I think my girl in my life is worth five bitches now.
Bitch better have my money.
Nothing.
Word to the motherfucking DJ Quick. I play all
the
AMG's on the motherfucking microphone.
What do you think? I hate women because I like this song?
You gotta see no hope. You can take the test and bring
big fat titties. We all like big titties.
You got the woody and I got the X. I'm no joke when I stroke for a client.
Bitches need dick.
So they find it.
G. Open up your coach bag, bitch.
And this nigga wants money to fuck. He should be all our heroes.
You're right.
He has.
Look, better have my money.
This is a song about getting paid for fucking women. Do you understand what I'm saying to you, Danny?
Yeah.
Do you understand, Drew?
I see.
Do you understand, Leah?
I understand.
Reggie.
Yo.
Do you understand?
Yeah.
What are you turning shit down?
What are we? New Jack. Understanding.
So, who made the turn down decision?
You guys have to see how this song lights up Patrice's face. He's bopping. This is his joint.
It's Bitch Better Have My Money by AMG. I'm saying that because on Pal Talk, when you go to Pal Talk, they'll play a song and no one ever knows what the fuck is playing. They'll just play it. Bitch Better Have My Money by AMG. Just go online. You'll find it. It's on iTunes.
He's an Ice Cube wannabe, but it's still a damn good song.
I don't think he's Ice Cube wannabe.
No?
I think he's just a regular guy.
That was our style back then.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, true.
That was how they was rocking.
Eazy-E.
Pussy ain't nothing but a game to me. When the hoe wasn't fuck with a bro, was a teenage pimp.
I want to see that grip.
So, everybody. If you're sitting there with your girlfriend, everybody. Look at your girl and put your finger on her temple like a finger gun, point and touch her head, and then push it and say that to her.
Bitch better have my money.
She's always saying to you, nigga better have my money.
Nigga, when you gonna take me out? When you gonna take me to the movie? My birthday. Our anniversary. My mother's birthday.
Fuck all the rigmarole. Did you hear that, nigga? You think rappers ain't smart? He just said rigmarole. And rhymed with ho.
You better sing along, ho, with a rigmarole. Fuck all the rigmarole. Bitch better sing along, ho. Fuck all the shenanigans.
Bitch better,
Fuck all the,
Fuck all the shenanigans, cause we gon' bang again.
We gon' bang again. Nigga, fuck all the shenanigans, cause we gonna bang again. I'm hungry, give me a sandwich. Bitch! Bitch!
You know, I never heard that song till you played it.
Nigga, see, I don't understand why shit. That shit is not famous, it. Son. It should be an anthem. Men should have an anthem. Bitch better have my money. And he hit out the smoothness of how... And he starts... This is very planned out. Here's how he starts it. He starts it without music. That's the first thing you hear is, bitch better have my money. Is that explained? He doesn't need to even have a song. He didn't even have to write music after he says, bitch better have my money. You can do that with anything. Bitch better bend down and lick my left ball. Just announce what the fuck is going to happen. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, listen. Oh, that makes me happy, that song. And I'm feeling good because I took a hiatus for a lot of reasons. One, because they had us in that little studio. That shit was... Couldn't happen. Two. It's because I traded in my pimp card for a second. I traded it in. I decided, oh, man, I'm getting tired. Don't have 10, 15 bitches, so I can't relate to a nigga that has 10, 15 bitches right now. So I was actually living on fumes of old pimpness.
And what happened?
Old slave pimpness. And what happened is, for some reason, I just wrote it out. And here's the thing. When your mojo, you've seen the what's the movie?
Austin Powers.
When your mojo is gone, you don't force it to come back. You understand what I'm saying? You don't force your mojo to come back. You got to kind of sit there and ride out the...
Marinate.
I would have to say you have to ride out the...
The lows.
The lull. And I had to ride out a lull. And it ain't like I love my bitch any more or any less. It was just the fact is, I didn't have 50 bitches like I used to. I used to have 50.
No safety net.
And it's easy. It's really easy. Pimping is easy when you don't give a fuck about the bitch. You don't. It's so easy when you got 10, 15 girls that you can care less about. It's much easier to pimp than if you got one bitch that you care about. Pimping that hoe is hard. It's like the army. It's like a general. It's harder to pimp a captain. Whoever is under, what's under a general? Like, what's the rank? Is you know that shit?
Lieutenant.
I don't think lieutenants is like right under a general.
Colonel? No, that's top.
Captain is a general.
Well, I don't know, but
the guy underneath the general.
Whoever the guy is underneath the general, it's harder to like get him when he says yes sir, no sir. It's just formalities. Because you kind of call him Tim. You don't say, Lieutenant. You kind of go, hey, Tim, look, you got to take care of this other shit. And he goes, yes, Frank. You know, it's like formality. So my bitch right now is so high up on the list of ranking. It's really, I can't pretend that I'm like, she's not a hoe no more. But she is a hoe. She's a hoe in terms of like, some bitches are hoes two ways. They a hoe because they sit down to pee. Now, my girl's a hoe now just because she sits down to piss. And anybody that sits down to piss is a hoe. So when I say, what up, hoe? You know what I mean? I'm really saying because you sit down to pee. But before I used to go, what up, hoe? And then, hey, hoe, go do this. Because she used to just be the chick that's a hoe. Now she's my girl and she's still a hoe because she sit down to pee. Or she bleed for no reason every month. Her vagina looks like a crime scene every month for no reason.
And then scramble eggs.
Ugh. Yeah,
oatmeal.
Nigga said, it's just a mess.
We're trying to look like oatmeal.
With a string hanging out. So that's why she's a hoe. But it took a minute because I'm trying to get it back. It's hard because they're relentless. You know that. So anyway, so I apologize that I haven't been here for a while. We haven't been here for a while, Drew, Dante, Leah. Who is the lovely new lady? Because if y'all remember, Kara Foster worked for fucking Don Imus now. That bitch went and got successful.
She got upgraded.
I used to abuse her, but it was like black on black crime. Now she's like fucking over there with Don Imus.
Now her head gonna get big.
Well, not really.
Nah, it's already
she
huge.
She is the official apology for nappy-headed hoe.
He had to go buy his own.
He went and got his own nappy-headed hoe. And we got a straight-headed hoe here. And Leah. What's your last name again, Leah?
Bonema.
Leah Bonema. She's a really good girl, man. She's our... she'll probably be gone next week. But she's here for now. She's a nice girl. Leah's sexy.
You're going to get a job with Cousin Brucey.
Leah's a soldier. And she goes out with a comic. So that's unfortunate because we can't really talk to her like we want to because... Her
a good friend of ours.
Yeah, not really. I'm not a good friend. Right, fucking just
a good friend of mine.
But you know him and shit, and you kind of respect her. But Leah's like, she's like a, you know,
she's trying to be the exception to the rule.
She's other woman pretty. Like she's mistress pretty. She ain't number one bitch pretty, but she's pretty. She's pretty.
Like, yeah, I'd do that.
Yeah. She's a soldier, she can find a place.
Yeah.
But I would cheat on Leah. I always look at a chick and wonder how long it takes me for to cheat on her. I would cheat on Leah right away.
Wow.
While I'm fucking her, I'll be thinking about how I'm going to cheat on this bitch tomorrow. I'm sorry, Leah, babe, but Leah's, she has that, she's, it's something about her. She's a sexy girl. She has, she's a white girl, but she has a mix to her. Put it this way, niggas would fuck the shit out of Leah. Like, she gets mad, black dudes. She one of them white girls, and she's not, here's a misconception. Black dudes love fat white women. We don't love fat white women. Like there's some niggas that are ridiculous. They'll fuck anything white. There's some niggas that be like, she white.
Ooh, I got to just fuck her because she's white.
She's like, if you walked around the way with her, you wouldn't get, niggas wouldn't, like, niggas like, all right, yo, all right, cool. Like, she has black approved body. Like,
hips,
you know, if a black girl
curves.
Was shaped like her, she, niggas, you know what I'm saying. And she got like a real ethnic look. She's not like a regular white girl, but she's racist. That's the funny thing. She's a racist white girl who should like black dudes, but she don't. So it's really cool. I'm glad, you know. Anyway, so we introduced you to Leah first, Leah Bonneman. We appreciate you coming. And, of course, Drew Boogie.
Of course.
Coming here, just chilling. And a young man over here who's pimp card, by the way, has been renewed.
Do tell.
Renewed. For, matter of fact, it was a try. Like BJ's Wholesale, you know how you renew once a year? They gave this nigga a 5-year renewal.
Ah,
like a new truck. You know how you don't have to get a, you don't have to get a,
a lot of work. A lot of
when
work,
you buy a new man. Truck, you don't have to get the inspection sticker till like 2012. That nigga got new truck pimping right now.
Ah.
No bullshit. Me? Motherfucker. Oh, my God. Happy birthday to me, nigga. I didn't get new truck pimping, but what I did was get, like, I got a...
Yeah, like tenure.
Because my head gaskets went for a minute on my engine.
You got new plates, and they gave you the 10-day pass.
Yes. They're going to see if I'm back to my old self. But after last night, nigga, nice. I am back.
Nice.
I'm no bullshit. Now, don't get me wrong, people out here listening. I'm not like y'all. It was a context. I'm not. I'm just sitting there going. My context is, man, I'm tired of this one bitch. I'm tired of looking at her. I'm tired of talking to her. She makes me sick. And I wasn't really getting out there heavy getting other bitches because I don't.
Lazy.
I'm not a big, like cheating on her shit because she's the bitch down for do threesomes. Why would I do that? It's like it's disloyal to cheat on a bitch that will...
That goes against the rules, too.
Yeah.
That is the
you understand
cardinal
what I'm saying?
Threesome rule.
And let's not forget, let's introduce myself and Patrice O'Neal, Black Phillip. And if this is your first time listening because, you know, you got somebody out there that says, oh, you got to listen to the show and what it's about. What it's about, first of all, for any women who are listening for the first time, it's about trying to let you understand why we hate you. That's the first, like... trickle down thing is when we say we hate you, it's not about having you murdered. It's not about having you, you know, I want to throw you in a river like these white boys be doing their wives and all that shit. We want to get rid of you. The hatred is what I'm talking about is before that happens, before a nigga puts an anchor around your neck and throws you in the water, before he kills you, you don't, the police know you killed her, but can't find the body and they still charge you and you still go to jail, but you've hit the body real good. That type of shit. It's not, it's about like this little dumb motherfucker that went through the mall and shot everybody and his dumb. It's before you get to that level of this is how I'm going to be a star. And basically guys want to be a star just to get pussy. You know, half the thing is to be a celebrity. What a celebrity is, don't get me wrong, it's to make us match what a vagina is coming in. Like my status as a human being, as a man, is only here so we have an even level of meeting place for the pussy. Like the pussy's like, you're a celebrity if you have a pussy. You ever see women walk around the street with sunglasses on because they don't want to be recognized? Or a beautiful woman that dresses down, she has a hat on and her hair up, sweatpants, trying to look stank and trying to be in her own world with her headphones and it just be some regular bitch you never seen before? And you'd be like, bitch, why are you acting like you Lindsay Lohan, bitch? That's because she's just trying to go, please, 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 no autographs. Because that's what that mentality is. So what men have to do is we have to buy a new truck. We have to keep our credit above 700. We have to buy... You see the sexy coats me and Dante have? You think I need a sexy coat with sparkles on it, nigga? You think I need a sexy coat? I'd wear a paper coat, nigga, if I could. If it wasn't for what? Pussy. Trying to get a bitch to look at the sparkles and then go, okay, yeah, I'm this, I'm that. I'm Patrice O'Neal. Yeah, you seen me on VH1 last year. Remember me? It's just to get her to stop in the street and say hello. You understand what I'm saying to you? This is why, let me explain something to you fucking lames who, these two girls, one cup fucking pussies who are throwing up everywhere, you fucking faggots. Faggots! Do you understand how disgusting? I'm not happy with, there's a whole crew of people throwing up. Because they watching two beautiful women take a shit on each other and then give us the service of throwing up on each other. Do you know why that's sexy? It's not because I like shit. It's because I hate women. That's what that shit is. It's hatred. You know what the hatred is? Last night I had a threesome of all time. Yeah. Nigga.
Trooper.
My threesome would have killed Muhammad Ali last night. That's no what, of shaking. All time. He would have saw that threesome, and I would have said, this shit's the best of all time. And he would have stopped shaking and was like, no, I'm the greatest of all time. No, nigga, look at this shit I'm doing tonight. I found a soldier. Me and her and my girl, me, my girl, and this bitch could compete for the threesome. If they had a threesome contest, best threesome, I'm telling you, last night we would have went up against Mary Love and
Jay Fire
versus me and this other bitch and my girl.
Is this the girlfriend for your relationship now?
Nigga.
Nah.
Nigga. It might be.
Whoa!
This bitch was a soldier. At the end, we told the bitch, go sleep in the other room in her cubbyhole. She got in her cubbyhole. I had two bedrooms. Get in. Went to sleep like a baby.
Oh, shit.
Woke up. Here's what a soldier she is. No bitch goes to sleep over a house she never been over. This bitch slept like a baby. Got up, refresh. Hello, good morning. My girl is acting like a little faggot, you know, because she gets nervous about losing her spot. But I gotta try to tell her about that shit. This bitch, look, man, and don't let me get off subject, because. But we gonna get back to that. But I had to tell her about why we hate men, or why men hate women. It's because what we have to do, all the shit I name that we do, like you're DJing. You get pussy because you're DJing, but that is a skill level that you have acquired over
work.
The years.
Just work to get
that
it.
That shit is valuable to many people. Pussy's only valuable to whoever's fucking it at the time. One at a time, pussy's valuable. Unless she's a porn star, then it's valuable to a lot of people.
Right.
But you have to be a whole nother type of bitch.
Right.
But just a regular girl walking through the streets, your pussy's, it's not worth anything except for who's fucking it. So the reason we hate you, and the reason why two girls, one cup is such a phenomenon, and if anybody didn't see that or hear about it, it's just these I'm sure you did, but these two girls, I assume they're from Brazil is what they said.
Mm-hmm. Are they? Okay.
One is, I'll describe them, because a lot of people couldn't even describe them because they were sitting there
looking at the shit.
Yeah. Oh, my God, she's shitting on another person.
They was hot as shit.
And they throwing up. She stuck her hand down her throat.
And didn't even convulse. She didn't even convulse. She just... and just...
On another bitch.
No convulsiveness.
I stood up.
Like, bravo.
Bravo. Here.
Aren't you glad these are...
Is there a cup?
You got a click.
I like to say a toast to these bitches who eat shit. And everybody's on the internet like, oh, God! Now, the thing that, first thing I said to myself when I heard about it was, all right, man, look, who cares? I've seen it before. But the way this thing became such a phenomenon, because I thought to myself, it had to be just ridiculous, because I've seen some horrid shit videos. Like, I've seen one that I still think beats that, is an Asian girl in the bathtub. She cocks her legs back to where her knees are by her ears. And shits in her own face.
Tub girl.
Oh, tub girl, yes. That's a classic.
Yeah.
What? That is... Yeah. That is fucking... That's Hall of Fame horrid.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, but she wasn't drinking it.
Who gives a fuck? She shit diarrhea in her own face, nigga.
He's splitting hairs.
Okay. This is... Is this
that right? Is that what you're talking about?
I didn't see it.
Oh, wait, shit. Sorry.
No, that's...
Hold on.
God damn it.
Hold on a second.
This is Tub Girl.
Oh. Yes!
Yeah.
Son!
Yeah.
Son!
Tub Girl.
That's, oh, wow. That's almost like that's The Exorcist. You get that bitch shit in lava in her whole face.
Ass lava.
Do you understand what I'm saying to you?
Yes.
So
yes.
Anyway, all right, everybody's like, two girls, one cup. Did you see it? I'm like, all right, man.
Now,
look,
let me
if you're not talking about Tub Girl like this, then this shit must be horrid. Yeah. So I click it on. It was hard to find, too. The momentum, keep your thought. The momentum, of course, is building up because I can't just type two girls, one cup. It started to be like some sinister, like, I can't find it shit. And I'm getting more and more, like,
anxious.
Holy shit, man, how do I find this? This is getting me... Fucked up.
I was going to say, how many times did you, when you called me, that was when you first looked at it or no?
Yeah, I looked at it because I refused to look at it for a second. Then I said, all right, two girls, one cup. I typed in T-W-O, girls, one, O-N-E.
The first time I saw it when you called me.
Did you see it, Leah?
I saw some of it, and I didn't.
You couldn't deal with it at the moment? Too much shitting going on?
I just was like,
Look at her. She's trying to have this cool, like, I wasn't into it. You probably went, oh, God, no. Shitting. Now, you see the chicks. Wait, Leah's watching it now. Let me see.
Of course Danny has it right.
Wait, turn it this way a minute, Danny. Can you put it up there?
Oh, see that?
Yeah, I can. Hang on.
Look,
I just like, what are they eating?
Rewind that for a second. Let me explain.
That was hot right there.
This two girls, one cup thing, and you probably talk about it all goddamn day.
Mm-hmm.
But this two girls, one cup thing, dude. Fuck it, Danny. Fuck it. We don't need to see it on 42-inch plasma. You got to understand. Where was I? Oh. So I go and it was hard to find. Like, you couldn't just find it. Everything for Two Girls, One Cup was all people reacting to Two Girls, One Cup now. That's what it turned into.
Yeah.
So I get to it and, okay, it starts out with two pretty decent looking girls. Rewind it to the beginning for a second. And this is the thing. On YouTube, no one is explaining the two girls, one cup. No one's telling you what it is. Now, it starts off with
smoking.
Two. Now, stop there for a second. Now right there. This is... All right. Now, you got to understand, me and Dante, as far as porn goes, we're quite advanced. We're quite advanced. Like, me and him have these real discussions about who the best person is, who's just... Like, there's this porn star named Pinky. Who we had a conversation
Black
about.
Dudes.
And it's very philosophical. Pinky is a bad bitch. She's about 4'2", but she's not
almost,
a midget.
Almost a midget.
She's almost a midget, but she's like a monster. She's a monster. And she is she's into what she's doing, okay? So we talked about her one day, and it was weird. At the end, I was like, did we just have this real CNN kind of discussion about this funky bitch, right? And we did. So this thing here, I called him afterwards. After I watched it a couple of times, I said,
"What is it?
Why is this?
What is it?
Fucking with people." Now, first thing I did was, you got to understand, ladies, and I'm saying ladies, because I disregard any guy that goes yucky to anything sexual. Bitch getting eyes poked out by a
cock,
a mutant turkey, shouldn't. No guy should go, oh, God, no. We should just go, oh, that's fucked up. Bitch got her eyes poked out by a turkey. That's evil. But no guy should ever go, oh, God, no, Jesus. I just disregard you when you go, oh, God. So it starts off with these two. One is a bronze.
Gorgeous.
Beauty.
Straight dime.
Rewind that again, Danny. Again, did I introduce my friend Danny here?
No, you didn't
say Danny was here. I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen. My fucking my man Danny, of course, man. He's part of the show. God bless him. We couldn't do it without him. play it, Danny. All right, stop right there. Just stop it there.
Smoking.
These two girls, if you've seen these two girls walking up the street, one is like kind of like this sandy blonde Spanish mix. Leah kind of got a face like her. Leah got that face where she could be white, but she's not white. She's like, you got that face. You do. Like a Leah's looking like, I got a shitty girl face. No. I know you're looking at them like they ain't shit, but let's just be honest here. They're both pretty. Would you say so right now before this shit happens?
Yes.
They're both love, and one got a tattoo on her neck. Mm. She's a soldier. And they both got this one got her blouse on with no pants on underneath. Mm. Like, so it's like an office girl thing. So they don't get into it. It just starts right away with one sucking the other one's tit. Mm. And then it's like an office vibe kind of thing going on. Like,
and there's definitely an ethic in that. Like, they into each other.
They into each other.
That's what's hot. They're definitely into each other.
Now, I'll tell you where the video gets hot. Keep going. Where it gets... Like, here's where I look at it, and she's sucking her tits right there. Stop
right
now.
There.
Here's the thing about you novices that don't understand how to hate women. When a girl opens her ass cheeks, she pulls her ass cheeks apart to where it's all asshole showing. Mm. And dumps
in a cup.
Moose in a cup.
Mud cake.
The weirdest shit, by the way, I've ever seen in all shit. I'm jealous of it because I wish I could have that kind of shit. I'm constipated like you wouldn't believe, nigga. My left eye starts to close up when I try to shit. I wish I could just that kind of clear, clean, to the point shit right there. To feel that empty, I'd kill to feel that empty. Nothing works. I just can't shit how I want to shit.
You need fiber, man.
Oh, my God. I got to shit. I got to go to Lamar's class to shit correctly. I'm sorry. This chick, dude, she shits this unbelievably foamy dump. My mother might be listening, and her friends probably, so I'm just saying, Mom, this exists. Two girls, one cup is a phenomenon. And we have to talk about it. This is a discussion. Your son is not into shit, but I'm explaining why this video is important to society. So she opens up her ass, boom, right there. That is what a real professional at hating women, and a porn watcher, and a resentment guy towards women. Know why this video does something for people. I'm not a shit guy. So sexually it didn't do nothing for me, but I could... But the context of it.
Yeah.
The context is, you get a woman, right? Okay, last night I had the threesome of all time. Of all time. Like, I mean, I am very happy. I'm giddy.
Yeah.
Giddy. And let me add something to this about this girl. We didn't fuck her. She was on her period. And I hate bitches on their period. And we didn't even fuck her. And it was the best threesome ever. Didn't even have intercourse with the bitch. Son, we'll get into it later. Because you got a couple of ones. You had to trump me because you did a foursome, which made me mad. So I got to move back up to that. But you didn't stop being a pimp. But we'll get back to that.
Yeah.
So what I told this chick, we had a discussion about two girls, one cup. Why this is, what the hatred is every day, like, look, Leah, you walk out, every day some guy is going to try to talk to you. Every day some guy is going, hey, how are you? Trying to figure out how he's going to get in. But what this does is, after I walked up the street, the other day I was walking the street, I see this girl, she was lovely. I'm like, man, I feel like saying something to her, But I wasn't feeling like it was cold and she looked like she had somewhere to go. On a good day, I can out-talk a bitch that got somewhere to go. I can out-talk freezing weather and a bitch that got to make it to a job interview when I'm hot. I wasn't hot. So I said, what made me feel good about walking by her was, two girls, one cup. That's what made... Do you understand that? That's what made me feel like, I don't feel so bad. If I go, hey, how you doing? And the bitch goes, ugh, I saw a bitch at the butcher shop. I said, what you cooking tonight? She looked at me like, ugh. And I go, two girls, one cup.
Them bad bitches is shit in the cup.
There's two beautiful women.
And you can't say hi.
And this is where the resentment is.
That's it.
The resentment is this. I have to do all of this shit to impress you. Car, conversation, personality.
Sparkly jacket.
Sparkly jacket. Good hygiene. Gotta make sure my nails is clean because some bitches look like your nails. Make sure my sneakers are clean.
Pinky
my
ring.
My shoes are clean. My pinky ring shining.
Watch.
So that I can find out that you shit in a cup? That's what I'm trying to fucking attain to, is I find out, bitch, that you'll lick my balls is why I have to give you my whole life. That's what makes a motherfucker look at a chick and go, hey, listen, wanna go out? I can't. You go, you funky bitch. There's two bitches that'll shit in a cup. Not
Badder
only
you.
Shit
Dimes.
In a cup. Throw up on the shit and on each other. He playing this shit, man. Nobody, it's horrid. Look at her. Look, and if you, and here's the thing. Look at their faces, right? There's no take two. There's no director going cut, cut. Listen, you got to be more into the shit. Like, I'm not into what she's doing right now, per se. I'm not into her twirling shit around in her mouth and showing you she swallowed it. And all. Look at that. Here's what makes this phenomenal. It's the, look, rewind that again, just right to that point. I don't need to see vomit coming out, but to see a girl.
She don't even.
Self put her own, she takes three fingers and just.
She don't even buckle.
And just.
She don't even heave.
Fucks her mouth with her own fingers and throws her. You get something where you go, you funky bitch, thank you. Thank you for
showing
keeping
us.
Me going throughout the, knowing that my resentment is not wrong. That the fact that I think women are the dumbest things walking the planet Earth. Dumber than even a fly that flies into, that sees one of his boys fly into the fucking zapper and he flies right back. That's how dumb I think women are. For holding on to an apparatus with such passion that we, once we get, because we have to fight so hard for it, we hate you. We hate you after we get pussy because we find out you made me go through all of this to find out that you're just this, these two chicks. Look at her face. Look at her fucking dumb face. She's gorgeous, but look at that dumb face looking down at a cup of shit and throw up. And the other one's like, ooh, yeah. Are you fuck? You think you're different, ladies? Are you different? Yeah, no, you might not be in the shit. But did you think that you'd ever be choked? There was a time you go, oh, no, I would never let a man choke me. Now you get choked and slapped all the time, don't you? Spit in the face? Now, any ladies out there get spit in the face? Any spitters? Any guys that spit in your face? Yeah, ladies? Did you think one day, do you think you could tell your friends, I enjoy being degraded, spit in the face? Yeah, no, you keep it to your fucking self because you know it's some degrading, disgusting thing that's not socially acceptable. But you're going to walk the streets, not speaking to me because you don't want to fuck me, and there's two girls, one cup, walking around. Do you understand what I'm saying? There's two girls, one cup, walking around, and you're fucking some average mess. Some mess that I'm talking to because I think, you know what, I should be able to fuck her right now. I'm actually talking to you because I feel you're beneath me and you should fuck. But you don't. You treat me like a beautiful bitch would treat me. And there's beautiful bitches that will shit in a cup.
That should be the mantra.
Two girls, one cup.
Two girls, one cup.
If a bitch doesn't say nothing to you, if you go to a chick, exactly. Give me that. If you say something to a chick, you're trying to give her your best. Your best. Hey, listen, you want to go out to dinner? Hey, listen, let's hang out. And this bitch goes, no. You go, two girls, one cup, and bounce. And you go, I'll find you, bitch. I'll find you. Because there's a chick better looking than you with that dumb face. make the throw-up face and then stop and go to the mirror. And go look in the mirror and look at your dumb fucking face. Last night, I'm slapping a girl in the face with my dick. Happy birthday to me, by the way.
Do you even know her last name?
No, I don't.
No, you don't.
I barely know her first name.
I know.
I had to take a lot of respect to learn her first name, but last name, no. Don't. One day I'll learn her last name, but it's really, what need is it? It fucks up the, you ever see this thing? I don't know. I seen it once and never seen it again. This guy was on the train, and every day we get on the train. I don't know if I said this already. Every day we get on the train, and dry hump. You seen that shit? You dry hump this girl's ass, and she would be holding on to the thing, and they would just have a dry hump session, and they didn't know each other.
That's an HBO thing.
Was it an HBO thing? It was a crowded train. This is going talking about your last name shit. The crowded train, and he would go up behind and hold the thing while the train was crowded early in the morning, and fucking just hump her ass. She would grind it and come. Every day they would do that. One day he got on the train. It wasn't that crowded. He goes, "What's your name?" She went, "Ugh, you fucked it up." That's why I don't want to know her last name. Because she could be like, no. Because she was a trooper. She was what you call a submissive. And she ran into the right two pieces of shit. Once I found out she likes being slapped, dude, it was slap fest. It was like Hot 97. It was like she was a fucking soldier. And she was young, too. Delicious. Like 23, 22, something like that. And just a dirty girl. And I'm sitting there, and you got to understand, dude, when guys say, we hate women, it's because of your pussy. That's all it is. We don't hate you any above that or below that. We hate you because you hold on to such a high-level apparatus that we can't just control, that we have to manipulate out of you. You know what I mean? And it makes motherfuckers completely disgusted and frustrated. Do you understand that, Leah? Do you understand why we hate you?
I get what you're saying. I didn't realize that's what you meant when you were saying, you know, now I understand what you're saying when you look at a girl and you're like, what, you think you're too good for me? And I said, so two girls fucking each other and eating
right.
Shit.
Girl,
I
get it. Yeah. And two girls, one cup stops rapes. Stops guys that are so frustrated that they go and rape a bitch. Stops that. So, because you go, even money. Like, how much could I pay you $1,000 to take a shit on film? A G. No face. No face. You just open your asshole and take a dump in a cup. For $1,000.
No.
Why not?
I just don't think I'd want me taking a shit on tape anyway.
No, it's just your bottom torso.
Purely anonymous.
It's not anonymous.
But first of all, Leah would need help reaching back, open up her ass. So let's say it's you and
like a little midget.
And two motherfuckers. with duct tape on each cheek.
Pulling it apart. The guys holding my ass to
you. Yeah, but whatever the case may be. You take a dump on camera without your face.
No.
Just $1,000.
No.
$2,000.
No.
$3,000.
No.
$4,000.
There's no amount.
$10,000.
$50,000.
No. $10,000 cash in 20s and 5s. Bam.
No. Because I would know I did it.
$12,500 in cash to dump. Just your ass taking a dump.
$12,000 isn't that much money.
Ready? Now. Those girls shit, ate, and threw up on each other. Probably for $4.15. Why am I even going? I went to 12.5. 12.5 I went to. She said no. Do you understand why we don't like you? Who says no to that? Who the fuck says no to that? Girls, with your false morality. Why is it false? These two bitches. Two girls, one cup. That's the new movement.
No pun intended.
All you pussy ass niggas that's out there going yucky. The movement is not these disgusting tramps. Look at this bitch! Stop that! Stop! Oh my God!
Look at the legs.
Look at this girl. She didn't even take off her blouse. Do you see her legs? She is a fucking dime. And look at this other piece of garbage down on her knees, waiting for this other one to throw up on her. Look at these bitches. Are you fucking kidding me? Do you understand what this should change? This should put men on top. On top. This video. We should be, now we should be running pussy. We should be, all men should, we should have a bunch of women running around now trying to get dick like the motherfuckers from I Am Legend. The, that come out at night and chase dick. Like Will Smith. Omega Man. We should have bitches like that. Running, trying to, after these two bitches, they should have brought the value, the property value of pussy should have crashed just like the stock market. We should be, bitches should be in a pussy recession, a dick recession after this. Look at them. And they're fucking dimes. Both. Gorgeous bitches. Look at this, shake the net and went to do it again. Look at this. Look at this gross shit. And the other one's just like, yay. Look at these two animals. And trust me, I know chicks that, look, man, I know chicks that we have gone from level zero to, comparatively, if we were bank robbers, we went from, all right, look, this is our first time robbing
stealing
a bank,
gum.
To going in the bank and then shooting everybody just so we don't have to deal with, everybody, get on the floor. That's what we've gone to. We've gone to gangsterism together. And I didn't shit. I'm not into shit. But at some point, dude, I've done things with women that if their mothers knew, they'd be like, oh, my God, my baby. Why'd you do that to my baby? And that's what they would say to me, was why I did it to her.
Why I did it.
Not why your funky daughter's funky, but why I did that to her. Why'd you do that to my baby? My baby didn't shit in no cup. You done made my baby shit in a cup. My baby's a cum shitter. I'm taking her to the clinic right now. I'm taking her. Oh, God. I'm taking her. She's going to take it to the fucking psychiatrist.
She got to get evaluated.
Doctor and the girls are there crying.
What's wrong with her?
What's wrong with her?
She's shitting in cups.
I walked in and she had her ass open and she's shitting in cups, sir. Dr. Phil, what would you do? Well.
What kind of cup was it? A coffee mug.
And your ass, Leah, wouldn't do it 12, for 12-5.
Anonymous.
No. These chicks have destroyed their entire lives, and you won't anonymously. You open micer. You make $4.12 every 6 weeks. Every fortnight. Every fortnight, you make a dollar.
Right.
You wouldn't just take a dump without 12, your face five. For 12-5.
No.
And why? This is the thing. This is another rewind right now.
Why? What,
the word why, when you ask a woman the word why, she'll never, ever, ever have an answer for why she has an opinion about things. She'll just go, no. Ready? And I think highly of your intelligence. Why wouldn't you shit in a cup for 12-5 and you're not, your face ain't even on camera. It's just your ass. Dumping. Shit fetish video. 12-5.
Now I feel like I'm on the. I have to have an answer.
Yeah, you do. This is a national radio show here, by the way.
How I live with myself and the decisions I make, I would know that I was shitting on a video. I'd be like, "What the fuck did you do that?" I could make 12-5 doing a lot of things.
Really? What? What? Right now?
Well, I could get a real fucking job
that pays you 12-5 after 8 months of labor.
Whatever. 12.
You still not say why? Why won't you shit in a cup anonymously for 12-5? Do you understand what I'm saying?
I understand, but that's the reason
something.
Is I don't think it's.
You don't think. There you go. You can't see her face. She's looking up and around. She's trying to figure it all out.
And
let me explain to you how Leah is. Leah is one of these high-level bitches. Yeah. I don't get kooks in here. Yeah. I don't just want... Like, if I got, like, some old dumb submissive girl that's stupid to go... Ah. Leah went to school for some shit for hating
sex,
men.
Sex therapy.
The bitch is high-level. Got a degree in this and that. She runs her boyfriend ragged.
I'm trying to think of an appropriate answer.
What the fuck? There's no, just say it.
No answer I give you is going
to
be.
No, don't try to. Now you're trying to fucking double talk to make this about. But why wouldn't you?
Because I don't do anything that I can't be unanonymous about.
We said you're anonymous.
I know, but if I can't be open about it, then I won't fucking do it. If it's something I have to be anonymous about, because it's clearly something I think is not appropriate.
Have you done things with any boyfriend that you wouldn't share in public?
No.
Really? All right, give us a little you and Dustin action.
Well, you and the public is separate because you will
double talk. Do you understand? Listen to this, ladies and gentlemen. Listen to the horse shit that they do.
It's emotional. It's an emotional state.
They cannot.
She has an emotional feeling about what is about
do you
shit
hear
in the cup.
This is why I like.
And that's where her reality is based on her emotional state.
This is why I like professors in here. You think I'm a bully? I want 10 lawyer bitches up in this motherfucker.
You don't
I want Gloria Allred
and
her fucking best friend.
Do you
want
to shit a cup and have your mom see it?
Not my mother, but
exactly.
If she ran across it, and I wouldn't say, it wouldn't be a sign on it that said, this is Patrice O'Neill's black ass with shit coming out of it. This is this.
Look, how much would you shit in the cup for?
$4.08. Because I shit in a bowl for free. If somebody came in and said, oh my God, and gave me a real sell, like fetish, like, look, dude, listen to me, baby. There's a world. There's a fucking world where men jerk off to women taking a dump. It's called scat. Scat videos. Just like pissing, it's called water sports.
Mm.
Okay? You come in, here's what I need you to do. I got $1,000 for you. I need you to just sit down, no face, no. You don't have to give me an ID. Give me a fake name. But what I need is your giant ass to squat down and just shit, not in the toilet now. Now, a lot of women would do the shit video if they get filmed on a toilet taking a dump. But we're talking, scat videos are like, ooh, it's coming out of her ass. Okay? $1,000. No face. Don't even tell me your real name. Tell me your name is Susan. And all I want to do is just get a full back body shot of you just squatting and dumping. Here's a G. It makes no sense for you to say no.
It makes total sense. I don't want someone taking a picture of me taking a shit.
Hey, ladies, if this possible, could any woman who would take $1,000 to dump on a plate call in the show? Or any woman who wouldn't, to just give me a full-fledged reason why you
not an emotional
shit
reason
in a cup. A real reason to make me go, you know what? Fair enough. That's a good reason not to shit in a cup. That's why.
I think it's a good enough reason that there's no amount of money where I would switch what my morality is, which is I don't want people taking pictures of me for other people jerking off nude.
Which makes you an asshole because
because there's two women
because
in the world
there's two girls in one cup.
Yeah, but
we gotta take a quick break, right? Listen, let me just give us the number to call real quick.
If you want to give a call, it's 866-WOW1WOW, which is also 866-969-1969.
And here's what we want to discuss real quick. We want to quickly discuss this. It's a morality thing. We don't want to talk about two girls, one cup. This is a philosophical uplifting about this thing. We want to take this video because I didn't look at this video like, oh God, I'm just going to watch it. I'm just going to, you know, I'm turning on YouTube and some sissy on there going, oh God, I'm going to watch it right now. I'm turning it on. And then it's,
oh my God,
throw up. This is disgusting. God. Look at Leah's face. She is mad.
Oh, I'm not mad. I'm thinking of what a proper argument would be. Like a linear, logical,
which makes her fucking mad. She's sitting in competitive. I love that. You know what hatred is, women? It's sickness. And it comes out in the form of, I want him dead. It comes out in the form of tears. It's illness. And you'll feel better. Lee is already feeling better. She'll shit in a cup after this show.
Oh, no, I won't.
A big cup. We got to shit in a Tupperware. It'd be one girl, and a boat.
Maybe a dinghy.
So listen, we got to take a break. Call back. Give the number one more time.
866-WOW1WOW. 866-969-1969.
We want to discuss, and I'm serious, dude. We're going to hang up on you if this is not a philosophical discussion. If you call and going, I shit in a cop, $1,000. If you do that, that's fine. But we want to discuss either why you would or why you wouldn't. Because we're trying to... This thing is indicative, man. This fucking video, this two girls, one cup, is indicative of why we don't like you. Do you hear this conversation? Two fuck fucking dimes are thrown up at each other. And Leah wouldn't take 12-5. 12-5. An anonymous dump. Mystery dump. All right, we'll be right back, man.
It's Black Phillip with Patrice O'Neill.
It is almost better than when a guy eats your pussy.
What the fuck are you talking about, bitch? Hey, welcome back to the shitty program. If you missed what we were talking about in the beginning.
Grab your toilet paper.
Yeah, sorry. Sorry we're talking about doo-doo so much, but it's bigger than doo-doo. It's bigger than doo-doo.
Try not to smell it.
And I say shit and doo-doo. I mean, the word shit is much less disgusting than feces. Feces sounds... ugh.
Yeah, it sounds maggoty.
Yeah, it's just... ugh.
Dying.
But shit, it's like fun, because you use shit for other things. Like, shut up. That's some bullshit.
Shits and giggles.
So it helps. And we appreciate y'all coming back here to the Black Phillip program, where we're trying to help you understand certain things about life. I don't know what you've learned so far, but it's probably means nothing to you.
Oh, we can go over a review later.
We're here with the lovely Leah Bonham, who for the whole break has been sitting there trying to figure out how to argue with me about why her more... this is such a woman thing, is that a guy would go, nah, I ain't shitting, gotta go. Girls go, no, I'm not shitting. And you go, why, you loser? Excuse me? And she has to think of some amazing womanly way how she's going to explain to me why she's not going to shit in a cup. Now, we're going to take our first caller. We're going to talk to this lovely Viola.
Voila.
Is it Voila or Viola?
Viola.
Hello, Viola. How are you, lovely?
I'm good. How are you, sweetheart?
I'm not bad at all. So listen, what's going on with the, did you see the two girls, one cup?
No, I have not seen it yet. I drive a truck. I'm not going to sit here and lie. And I just haven't had time to get on the internet to see it yet.
Well, you should you heard about it though at some point in your adventures, right?
Oh, yes. I hear about it on, of course, the ONA show all the time.
But. Right. And, I mean, it's hard. I don't know how deep they got into it. I didn't hear that part. I don't know how deep they got into it or what level they got into it. But I'm saying that, first of all, you're a truck-driving woman. Are you – what you look like?
Well, I'm not going to sit here and lie. I'm not a skinny little bitch, but – you know.
Well, weight has nothing to do with it. I mean, when you walk down the street, a guy's trying to get a little bit.
Some guys, not all guys, but some guys, yeah.
So are you fetish fat or are you just regular girl fat?
I would have to say I'm regular girl fat.
So like what, like, what are you, 45, 6?
I'm 5'11".
Oh, you're a tall thing. So 5'11", what, 220?
About 250.
God damn.
Wow.
Lawrence Taylor, this bitch is... Whew! How old are you?
I'm 27.
You know what? I wish I could... Can we see you on the internet some kind of way? Got any pictures out there?
Yeah, I have a MySpace account, but it's a bunch of numbers. But I don't remember all the numbers.
What's your... MySpace what? What is it?
Man, I ain't gonna give it out.
Why not, baby? What the fuck is wrong with you? You need MySpace friends. See, this is what I'm saying. What the fuck? Why would you not give your MySpace out so we can see what you're looking like?
Because there's a lot of people that listen to this channel that actually don't really like me.
So what?
Okay, all right.
So fucking what?
Oh, you played with a lot of hearts, didn't you?
Let me see this big giant.
No,
let me see
no,
this fucking
no.
giant here. Let me see here.
She's an Amazon woman.
Yeah, 5'11", 250.
Holy shit.
If I see him, I'm going to punch you in your mouth before I ask you on a date. Let me see. Hold on, Viola. What is it?
It's got my last name in it.
Oh, Jesus.
I'll tell you what. Well, we'll put you on hold for 2 seconds.
Okay.
We'll take it off air.
All right.
And then we'll put it on, okay?
All right.
I'm going to put you on hold, all right?
Okay.
All right, cool. This is Viola. We're trying to figure out what the fuck's going on here. Cause she says she shit for money, but we're trying to see what she looked like.
Oh,
cause she just.
I remember the girl that called.
What was the dimensions?
She's 5'11", 250.
27 years old. Man, she's a youngin'.
But we got to see what she looks like. I'll fuck a 250 pound
I know
bitch.
You will, but we've established that five shows ago.
5'11", 2. That bitch would beat Ricky Hatton.
I wonder if this is the same woman that called up O&A and shit in a bag and threw it up against the truck window for them.
I wonder. It might be.
I don't think it is, but one woman did do that. Trucker woman. Speaking of shits and giggles.
Oh, my God. So, listen, man.
Yeah, Lee.
I feel fucking great.
Yeah.
You don't understand how great I feel. You don't understand how great I feel, Leah. Super great.
Two women in a cup.
You're sort of glowing so much.
Oh, yeah. God, I had a great birthday. What an obscure number for a birthday to have a great. Did we do it?
Yeah, I'm going to pull it up right
now. Let's see what this. Viola? Viola?
I'm here.
All right, we're going to try to look at your MySpace now and see what you're looking like. 27 okay. years old, 5'11", 250, and you would shit in a cup for money.
I would do it for money. As long as I was anonymous, I would do it for money.
So just an anonymous thing. What would it take? Let's get into the thing. Now, non-anonymous, you would do it for $1,000.
Non-anonymous?
Anonymously, you would do it for $1,000.
Anonymously, yes, I would do it for $1,000.
Shit. So for
anonymously, it would have to be a lot more than that.
So five, Jesus Christ, baby, you are a big woman.
I'm not denying that.
Wow. Holy. I don't have enough dick for her, nigga. She looked like, you look like you got big hands. Wow, you a big mama. But I'd take you on, I think, though. How big are your titties?
They are 48 B.
Did you say B as in Bob?
No, D as in Bob.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
A little titties.
I was about to say, you need to drive off a cliff now. You got a B cup?
Big wide tits. They're big horizontally.
Jesus Christ, I was about to say, you take one of them wide turns you see in the movies and shit, just go right over the ravine. Oh. All right, so you're 46 D. How big is your ass? Big ass? Big fat ass? Or flat white girl ass?
I would say I'd have a big butt.
Are you racist?
About a butt.
Are you racist?
No.
Racist? Meaning this, a lot of big white women don't fuck with black guys because they're racist, but we're the only ones that really give you that kind of play.
Actually, you'd be surprised.
You ever fuck a black dude before?
No, I have not.
Why not? We talk to you all the time. We're the only ones that try to fuck you on a regular basis.
I know, and that's the whole reason why, is because most black guys are just looking to get in your pants, and, you know, I'm trying not to be a whore.
And most white guys trying to love you?
A lot of the white guys, yeah, they're more in... for the relationship of it.
And you have a boyfriend now?
No, they just
lie about it.
Yes. I have a boyfriend right now.
Where's he at?
He's driving a truck right now. He is in Ohio.
So he just has a long distance relationship.
No, we actually drive for the same company. We meet up every week at the terminal.
And then you actually said black. I can't believe she said black guys are trying to get in your pants, and as opposed to white guys that are looking for love.
That's because they lie about it more.
Do you see the misconception out there? And I'm glad you said that, because that's probably some fucking misconception that is about niggas in the first place. That, yeah. Look, we are trying to get into your pants, but I think black dudes build off of pussy.
I think a lot of black dudes go about it the wrong way.
What do we go? Hey, you big lumber, just pull your pants down. We're not romantic. As you big giant bitch, pull your drawers off.
I'm adding lummox to my repertoire.
Viola, wait a minute. Hey, let me ask you a question. I'm fucking with you. Let me ask you a question. What was a couple of lines that a black guy actually fucking, you know, came at you? What was one of his lines that made you say what you're saying right now?
Let's see. One of them was, I just want to take you home and put you on my bed.
That's kind of romantic.
That's not right.
How did he say it? Was he? Did he have on a grass skirt? And was he going ooga booga booga?
And a bone in his nose?
Did he have a... Was he trying to break down the fence after he was just chasing his white woman back from the jungle? Did he say that while he was on the Empire State Building?
No, it was about the second sentence that he said. The first sentence was, "Hi, how are you?" And then
look, I'm gonna be honest with you. Viola. You gotta take that. I mean, you gotta. That's that. Look, I know my strengths and my weaknesses, man. You're 5'11", 250. You gotta like who likes you a little bit. You gotta like, and I'm not saying you gotta just, you gotta fucking like deal with, you don't have to deal with disrespect, Viola. But at least like be open to that, man. Well, I mean, let's be honest, man. Come on now.
What are you?
In all honesty, I've been disrespected a lot growing up, and
You're just not gonna take it no more.
A lot. And exactly, I'm not all about disrespect, you know.
How about dirty? How dirty are you? Are you a filthy girl?
I don't understand you're not about disrespect, but you'd shit in a cup for $1,000.
She's still on this shit in a cup thing.
I thought that's what we're talking about.
All right, fuck it. You're right. Let's go back to shit in the cup.
And it's money.
So if somebody pays for it, if somebody pays for it, it's more hoary. If you'd shit in a cup for free.
Go ahead, Byron.
I wouldn't do it for free. I ain't lying about that. I wouldn't do it for free. I'd do it for money.
It's $1,000. She'd do it for $1,000.
Yeah, diesel fuel costs money.
No, I'm just saying that if she do that for $1,000 and then that's like, it's then what's
so she's trying to say, she's trying to say your morale ain't shit. She's saying you're doing, like, for a little bit extra, you would do something else. Would you fuck a black guy for $1,000?
No, I wouldn't do that for
$1,000.
$2,000? Nope.
$3,000.
Nope.
Now we're getting into being racist. 4,000?
No.
4,000 is racist.
I wouldn't have sex with anybody unless it was in a relationship.
See, my mind, I'm trying to figure out how to talk to you about this right now with over.
You're out of your head.
I have to get in a time machine to go back 20 years. Why would you think that? First of all, you're not in a relationship. You like a guy. And he likes you. You're not together. Never forget that. You're not together. He's with you and you're with him. And if he left you, you would still be with him. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
So what is this relationship thing is a farce. You're not in a relationship. Would y'all stop with the fucking bags? y'all are not in a relationship. You're in what they call, like my girl got jealous the other night. She got jealous and I had to tell her jealousy belongs to me. Like, you can't be jealous unless I let you be jealous, because you don't own me. Like, I'm not your property. This is not your territory. I give you territory like the government gives Indians territory. I give it to you or I take it away. It's not yours by right. You understand what I'm saying? So when you start thinking I'm only going to do this because I'm in a relationship, that's your own bullshit figment of your own imagination, like one of these movies out, The Enchanted or the shit with the polar bears has got voices. That's your little world where you go to feel good about yourself.
Narnia.
Yeah, Narnia. Where you feel good about yourself for doing stuff without the label of I have a boyfriend. This is why girls don't want to do threesomes, because they don't want to be labeled as this whore. But that's you living in labels. Because how you think you're in some heaven. You in a relationship just to be in one. But what are you doing that's so amazing? Well, how's your relationship amazing?
How is it amazing?
Here we go.
Because we communicate, we talk on a regular basis.
Oh, God.
But you only see each other once a week.
Are you joking?
That's like
That's like a weekly booty call.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Under the guise of we're in a relationship.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
But
think he fucks around on you?
Do you think I had sex with him?
Good question.
You think he fucks around on you?
No, I don't think he is.
You don't think he's getting no side pussy? You think he's waiting for your 250-pound pussy every week?
Yes.
Without getting some truck stop whore to give him a little head or something?
Yeah, one that weighs 125.
Let me ask you something, Viola. Do you do everything sexually? Are you a sexual trooper?
I am a very sexual person.
No, do you do everything?
Yes.
Do you let him bang the folds of your stomach?
Oh, will you stop, Drew?
I'm sorry.
Don't say that, Drew. Don't say that about this fucking giant. You don't say that shit about this fucking middle linebacker. You don't say that about fucking
Gulliver.
You don't say about Dick Butkus. Don't you fucking ever say that about this 6 foot pound, 285-pound woman. Are you an asshole, Drew? Get the fuck out, man. Drew, get out. Don't just disrespect people who took the time to call in. All right, Viola, look, we figured out your shit in the cup for $1,000, and you think your boyfriend's not cheating on you, so I don't know what to really add to your life.
Yeah, Rosie.
Except for good luck, I hope, when you come out that closet from Narnia, that everything's still.
You have rosy cheeks and dignity. Good for you.
All right, fucking Large Marge, go get him. All right, let's discuss. All right, bye, Viola. Let's discuss something real quick. Well, let's get Bob off the phone. Bob in Kentucky. Old Kentucky Bob. Bob, what up, boy? How you doing, son?
Hello, man.
How are you?
I'm all right.
How's life, man?
Oh, it's good. You know, just taking it easy lately.
Okay.
I just had a little comment about, what's her name, Leah?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there you go. Yeah, what about this fucking bitch?
Well, I don't know her personally. I
clearly.
Have an opinion on,
I don't know her personally.
I know why she feels she won't do it for 25, or what was it?
12,000. Listen to me, Bob. $12,500 can buy you a lot of what in Kentucky? What can it buy you? A lot of what? Fucking
crystal
whiskey
meth.
Or something? A lot of stuff. Well, you can do a lot of things with 12.5, right?
Two trailer houses.
Property's a lot cheaper down here.
12.5. Do you hear that? So you're talking
money
to...
is, if clearly money was my
you would not
goal
for a
in
house.
Life, I wouldn't have become a comic. Like, I would have gotten a real fucking money-making job out of college. So I don't really care about money.
But what could you do? Let's base it on hourly wage.
Okay.
How long would it take for you to squeeze out a good dump on a plate?
A minute and a half.
Have I eaten well that day?
Yeah. Minute and a half?
Less than a minute and a half. It's a good one.
So 45 seconds?
Yeah.
So who makes $12,500 every 45 seconds?
Let's say
hedge
a minute.
Hedge fund managers?
Huh?
Hedge fund managers?
What are you, an asshole? How many hedge funds? There's two of them.
I don't care.
Hedge fund managers make 12 something every minute?
Hedge fund managers this year, one hedge fund manager made what every New York City public school teacher made altogether in 9 years.
In 1 year. But we're not talking about that. We're talking about in a second.
Well, they make a lot of fucking money.
I don't think 12.5, that boils it down to $50,000 an hour.
Yeah, you have to be like Bill Gates. To pull that kind of
$50,000 an hour. You make it. I'm saying that you're gonna make $50,000 an hour.
I can't shit that much.
It's like $600,000 an hour.
Oh right, because it's a minute.
Yeah.
So you made $1 million an hour.
Ooh. I still wouldn't do it. It's still not about the money.
That ooh was very interesting though.
Ooh.
I was more thinking about how Dante was good at math, and I was sort of shocked.
Really?
Really?
Come on, Leah. Stop playing.
It's not about
my man Bob is calling you a liar and not making him feel
any
better.
Are you calling
me a liar, Bob? Yes, he is.
Well, now, look. It's not about being a liar, but it's her not understanding. See, man, like, you get women together. Like, she understands that there are other women listening to this. And, you know, you have a chick. Like, I have a chick next to me. She's like, oh, she's a fucking whore if she does that, blah, 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 you know.
So your girl wouldn't take a dump in a cup. Put her on the phone. Put your girl on the phone.
No, wait, I want to hear the rest of why I'm a liar.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, man. Sorry, Bob, because I get excited when we fucking got him in a corner. Go ahead.
Yeah, so she, if it came down to it, man, and you know, if it was anonymous, now everybody knows it's going to be anonymous, so obviously she's going to say no. But if it came down to it, like tomorrow you type in Leah or whatever and you see that her ass on TV and she's actually shitting in the cup, you're like, oh, see, look, 12.5.
See?
I just think she's kind of lying to herself, not really, you know.
Oh, I see what you're saying, that you're full of
myself.
You're full of shit. You full of shit.
You're full of phony in the cup.
Is
but
what
actually,
you're saying.
I just wouldn't.
Why?
Yeah.
Exactly. Ask your girl why.
I don't think shitting in the cup. It's not even shitting in the cup. It's having someone tape you shitting in the cup.
So what? And dude, okay, Bob, what your girlfriend is what? What's your girlfriend? What is her situation?
All right. See, like, I just dropped her off, but this was at the time. But like, I told her, what if they gave you the camera and put you behind somewhere to where they couldn't see you? You shit in the cup.
Very good, very good, Bob.
Pretty impressive.
So basically, you do it yourself. You film it, and then you sell it. You sell your own shit video for a G.
Right, I understand that.
Nah?
I still wouldn't.
Ha.
I wouldn't. Yeah. You know, don't you ever have something you wish you didn't done, and you carry it around in your head, you're like, fuck, I wish I didn't do that.
No.
Well, I've never been paid $12.5 to do something, but I'm sure I wouldn't have been regretting it as much.
See, he's calling you an asshole, Leah, and that's what he's saying.
I don't live in Kentucky.
And I agree with you, Bob. She's a dick.
All right.
Thanks, Bob. Thank you, dude. Listen, let me tell you something, Leah. Let me explain something to you, man. I want to talk about my threesome.
Yeah, why don't we move on to that?
That's what I'm... Really? Should we? Fucking liar. I'm not Dustin Chafin. I'll go back to shitting for another hour.
I still wouldn't fucking take a shit and tape it for $1,000.
You wouldn't do a lot of things, because we talk off air. Leah has a lot of dignity for no reason.
I do have a lot of dignity.
You ever do a threesome?
I'm not talking about it.
You what?
I went to college.
That's a yes.
So you did a threesome?
So I banged a lot of chicks in college. Is three chicks count?
I guess. Tell us about it.
Bang a chick anyway.
Tell us about it. Tell us about it.
No. This is a lose-lose.
Tell us. Stop fucking playing, Leah. Go ahead.
Uh-uh.
Tell us about the threesome. You just told us. Okay.
No, the question was, had I or hadn't I?
Yeah, and you said yes. And then you gave us a detail that we didn't ask for, was that it was you and three girls.
No, it would be me and two girls, because it would be three girls.
I don't get it. I'm sorry. Girls. Yeah, okay, I get what you're saying. Okay, I'm sorry about that. Okay. So you and two other girls, how did that happen? Tell us the beginning of the day.
I majored in women's studies. That's sort of what you do.
So you go like this. You came, one of y'all came, and y'all said, let's study for a test or something together.
Gee, I'm tired.
Yeah, let's get the scenario going. So you walk up to a chick, right? Or you and your homegirls. What's their names?
I'm actually not going to talk about this.
So you walked up to him, right? You walked up to him, and y'all, what the scenario, give us the how the scenario ended up going to the next level. Like, where'd y'all originally meet that day to have it unfold?
You can keep asking the question. I'm still not going to answer it.
Just talk to us. What's going on?
I don't want to talk about my sex life on the radio. I think we're going to talk about your sex life.
Yeah, but everybody's sex life is open. It's open season, man. People know about my sex life, but they don't know about yours.
Right.
This is for people. People on the radio like to know about people and who they're dealing with, man. You could be a hero to a lot of women out there. Stop being typical right now. This is being a typical woman.
Now he's going to win by being like, you're a pussy. And I'll be like, okay, I'm not a pussy.
It's not a pussy. It's just like asking a woman why she wouldn't say. Like, you get some women that say.
It's the same reason why I wouldn't shit in a cup.
Like, that's ridiculous. So it's like, okay, when you ask a woman her age and she goes.
You don't ask a woman her age.
You don't ask a woman her age.
I'm 30.
You know what I mean? And then they go. You go, why wouldn't you, what does that mean, not asking a woman her fucking age? And she don't even have really an answer for you. And I'm not saying that you, that's fine, you know, you say your age, but what you're doing now is like, we go, hey, so what happened? You said, you already told us what happened.
You apparently weren't ashamed of it.
Yeah,
I'm not ashamed of it.
So what we're saying is, we're leading up, we're not asking you if you stuck a tongue in her asshole yet. We're asking you. Where did the scenario begin?
Like,
meaning,
how does that?
You woke up in
happening?
The morning. You woke up in the morning. You went to the class. Your girl Debbie and your other girl Susie said, "Hey, you know what you doing today?" That's what we want to hear. How did it all end up with three fucking twats out.
Three vajayjays?
There you go.
Why don't you start sharing first, then maybe I'll feel more comfortable.
Why don't what? Sharon? I met a bitch. Tuesday. Met a chick. Okay. Talked to her for a minute. Found out that she likes girls.
Wait, you gotta put the other part in. What got you to that point? You don't have to mention. You could be vague enough.
Oh, let's bring that up. You don't want to talk about that?
Yeah, because it's a situation where, first of all, here's what you're doing. Leah, you're not good as you think you are. You're really an amateur. Amateur at mind games. I'm telling her right now. You'll only get hurt.
She don't have a lot of practice.
Yeah, because she is who she spars with.
Yeah.
Okay. So what I'm saying is, this is she still exists, and this is what I'm trying to do this Tuesday.
Yeah.
So you and these two girls was an old school whatever. Now I'm not saying you have to say her name. Like what I'm doing is like I don't want to say the bitch's name, brand, da da da.
You want to know what's the procedure to get it to that?
Okay.
Like
now,
when we talk about threesomes, a lot of times we have specific rules of engagement that mm-hmm. get you to that point.
Right. Well, what happened is luckily I met by myself a soldier. Okay. I didn't know she was a soldier, but she had a great conversation, dude. Like she was like, yeah, I said, do you like girls? She goes, yeah, I like girls and da da da, dabble and you know, and I go, well, listen, it's my birthday Friday. Happy birthday to me. She's like, oh, I got something to do and I don't know. I said, look, this will be a great thing and you'll be doing me such a service. And then we get into this thing where she's been with girls. She's been with guys, but she's never been with a couple.
Bing!
Bang, boom, bing. I said, look, that's when, and it's hard to, when you're in the moment of manipulating, it's hard to remember what you said.
Right.
Because you're just being reactionary.
You're in the zone.
She throws a hook, you lean back, and you had to throw a jab. So when it comes to threesomes, the conversation is always what they would call a counterpunching.
Right.
I'm counterpunching. You know what I'm saying? So finally, we set up the thing for tomorrow, for Friday. She comes down to my girl's job on Friday. Sit there, have a couple of drinks.
That's always good.
Okay. Talking shit, you know. Finally, we go, okay, it's time to go. Go home. Go to my house. Okay. My girl's sitting there. And I'm trying to do what they call damage control, where I'm trying to make my girl comfortable enough to not fuck up the thing.
Right.
She's like, why'd you open the door for her before me and all that stupid shit that bitches fuck up. Who even cares? But you gotta be cognizant of that shit.
Right.
So everything's going smoothly. The bitch is easy going. She's one of these girls. She's easy going. Straight up. Not talking too much. Not fucking, not going ill, not going ah. My girl's being a little, like, you know, worried, you know, young broad, about 23, 24, something like that, 22, something like that. So we get to the house. We sit down for a second. She sits on the love seat over there. I say, well, sit right here next to me on the couch. My girl gets up to go to the bathroom. I tell my girl, listen, come on to the bathroom naked, all right? So she's like, all right, go in the bathroom. I say to the chick, this chick is already a fucking trooper. I said, let me take this goofy belt off. She gets up, takes it off. I said, let me see your booty. She's like, well, it's not a crazy big guy. I go, look at bitch, you here? Get ready to
get ready.
You should see me naked, motherfucker. So trust me. If you told me, well, you get up naked. You get up and show your ass. I'm like, this will fuck up everything. So she showed me a booty. Okay. Takes her shirt off. Had nice D cup tits and nice tits too. Like the, you know, young perky tits. Oh my lord! She had the natural tits that old bitches
want to get.
They pay for.
They go to Nip Tuck for.
Yeah, Nip Tuck bitches. She had it for real. And Nip Tuck titties. She had them for real. So she fucking gets on the thing. First thing she asked me. This is how you know she's a giver. She goes, "Is your girlfriend getting mad? I don't want to do anything." And she's like already down with the system.
Mm-hmm.
Holy shit! My girl comes out nude because you know she's a fucking animal. She comes out naked like, "What up?" She don't even try to be sexy no more. My girl's like, what up, nigga? Is she?
We doing this or what?
This bitch's pussy out yet, yo? Because this shit, yo, what she do? What's she about? So she about it?
We doing this or what?
Was she still playing elevator girl at that point?
She come out, yo, nigga. So the girl, I'm already sucking the girl's titties and everything. So my girl sits down next to me. She starts, you know, my girl, your girl know what you like. So she starts looking at my nipples. The other one, just like a good girl, my girl pulls my dick out. This other one goes straight down and starts sucking my dick. Not even like, should I do this?
With bad intentions.
Like, with no inhibition, leaning down, just... Like a, you ever seen them toys that you pull it back and it just like
bird woodpeckers.
What's that thing from? You ever see Darkman? And shit,
yeah, the bird.
That bird that hit the lighter, that's how that bitch went down. Like, the Doc Man bird that fucking blew up. And she just I pulled her back, and she went right down on my dick. Like, I looked at my girl, because we've had our share of threesomes. I looked at her and went, oh boy. Like, what? And my girl looked at me, like and she saw my face and saw this young broad, like, going for broke. And then my girl got into old woman competing with a young girl shit. Yeah. She's like, there's no way I'm gonna let this bitch suck his dick like this. So she said, move over, bitch. So she went, my girl said, oh, really? I'm going to the balls. And my balls was, I felt good too, because you ever shave your balls and dig in there?
Yeah.
And it was so clean that I felt like somebody should be licking them. They were beautiful balls. I even put my leg up on the sink like a bitch to get any ass hair I can get. Any ass hair I can get, I was fucking, you know, it was clean, man.
Smooth balls.
I felt, you know, like if your breath smells really good and you're just like, I'm ready to kiss, baby. You should kiss me. My breath is impeccable. That's how my balls in that area was. It was pretty. So I'm just watching a strange broad suck it. And my girl, I couldn't see her face. Because now I'm on the couch. And I'm, you know, my small of my back is hanging off the couch and I'm leaning up. My girl's face had disappeared. All you see is the top of her nugget. And but you feel her like
moving,
balling
moving
me up,
ball up,
and the other chick is right, and I'm just sitting there like, oh Lord, have
happy
fucking
birthday
mercy.
To me.
Now, here's where the chick steps up her game. She, and this is why this was the best threesome I ever had, because she was fucking us. Any other time, it would be one is more fucking me than her, my girl, and then some would be the girls could have no use for me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, why is he here? And I'm just like, I don't care. I just want to watch, you know?
He's like popcorn at the movie.
This chick would alternate in between us as if to say she had a natural mechanism that would go, oh, I haven't been doing anything for him in the last 30 seconds. I better go over here. Sorry. I would keep sucking the dick and the ball thing, but he looks lonely there. She gets up, starts licking my nips. My girl looks. She sits on top. My girl sits on top of me, and we start fucking. This fucking animal, and I mean this with all due respect. I love her. The girl gets up, goes behind, like my girl's facing me.
On the couch.
On the couch. So we're riding. The girl was licking my nips, and Vaughn gets up and, Cindy gets up and fucks me. So she gets up and she's riding my dick. And then the girl goes, oh, I'm just kind of being useless right now. I'm going to go behind your girl, takes my dick out of her vagina, sucks it, puts it back in, licks my girl's ass, then licks my balls.
Bing, bing,
in succession. Like bing, the the game from Bob
balls.
Barker. This music. Like she would go out, suck, balls, asshole. My girl was making a face like,
this fucking animal.
She couldn't get enough.
Negro. So here we go. And I will say this, and you know me, I hate bitches on their period. I don't want them near me. She was on a period, and she still was. We didn't even fuck her. She was the best threesome girl.
It was crazy.
And of all time, didn't even fuck the girl. Okay? Let me just say that, because she was on a period. But it was such a momentous energy that I kind of, like, I kind of pulled the panties down a little bit, told her to kind of lift the clit up so I could just, like, lick it a little bit. And my girl pinched me really hard on my...
Like, if you...
Nigga, if you eat this, you throw me out the house. You throw me out the house when I'm on my period. If you lick this bitch's clit...
Get this.
If you lick this bitch's clit, I'll kill you. So I go, okay, fuck her. She didn't say that, but that was what the pinch was. So basically, I go get the magic wand, nigga. I go get the magic wand. put it on low. Because, you know, I'm trying to get this bitch a little pussy play.
Right, right.
I put it on low. She's going crazy. I put it on high. She's going, she finally, because she's such a soul, she doesn't even make girl noises. She just was like, the only noise she make is what she was doing. Like, if she's sucking the dick, she's only hearing, and if she's licking ass, she's only hearing, there's no, it's just like, so finally, I put the magic wand on high. She starts, that's when she starts going, so my girl hops on her, they start kissing. My girl never kisses another chick.
Really?
She kissed her. I was like, this is going to be great. This is fucking great. So she's kissing her, and I'm rubbing, and then I do, and this is another thing. This girl, dude, we have to keep her around. So, you know, I do the squirt finger pop, you know, yeah. And I make, you know, the girls squirt while I'm finger popping. So I'm finger popping, and my girl's squirting on this other girl. Didn't flinch. The chick just laid on the nail and went, ooh. While I'm she's nutting like crazy. She busts a nut. Then I start fucking my girl from behind. The chick turns around, gets underneath there, starts licking balls. Didn't mind you, not saying a fucking word. It's me. She just went, oh, well, I'm useless now. Let me make myself useful. Balls licking while I'm hit my girl. I'm like, wow. Now,
Trooper,
now, my girl gets on the couch, her butt's in the air, I'm looking at the asshole, the other girl's looking at the twat, she got me on a butthole, and the other girl on a twat, and my girl's going, she's grunting like a nigger, like, ugh, oh, shit, what? She looked back.
She sounded like DMX.
My girl's like, what? Oh, shit.
My dog.
Oh, she's grabbing the fucking couch. Ah! I'm like, oh.
Bravo.
So now my girl turns in her back, and me and this girl are both eating a pussy, and then we both start doing the Flavor Flav, kissing. No, it's just despicable. We're kissing munching on Vaughn's twat. And usually Vaughn gets pissed if I kiss a bitch. But this time around, she didn't.
It was in the moment.
In the moment. So here's where we go. Here's where it gets like, it's nothing sexier. We was in the living room, son. It's nothing sexier, right? There's moments. That's how you know when you get creepy, because you have moments of filth.
There
is nothing sexier than saying, come on, let's go in the bedroom, everybody.
Pack pie.
And naked everybody. Bitches are marching in your bedroom. Just, you will not know what, I have to use the word ecstasy. You don't know the word ecstasy till you go, all right, everyone.
Let's
into
go.
The bedroom, and nude bitches are just getting up off the floor, off the couch, and they're marching into
naked
and the
dripping.
Fucking bedroom.
Marching into Narnia.
And I smacked them both on their ass, and they did the smack ass hop.
Oh,
chop chop, fire. Bop, 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 okay.
Here we go.
This chick, not my girl, the other girl, dived in the bed. She did a double Lindy. And landed a 10 right on the bed, laid down, we started doing the thing, finally started, made my girl come, did my girl, finished her off, this chick came, then, after they came, of course, my girl knows how to, you know, she goes, she starts directing, all right, you get over there, and you get over there. After I kiss on my girl, I mean, after I finish my girl off, I start kissing her a little bit again. Then my girl came down and we started doing
the three
people kiss, nigga. Oh man, there was tongues in there. Oh nigga, I felt good. Let's do it.
You missed the part.
Oh wait, we're getting to that.
All right.
So here we go. This chick is a submissive. So I'm grabbing her by her neck.
Okay.
Spit in her face. She goes, oh. She spits again. This is her first time spitting. This is how you know she's amazing. Never spit before.
She's a prodigy.
It's like if you get into a fight, right? You stand out there, there's 25 people getting ready to beat you up, and you go, God, I need someone to help me. And then Wolverine comes out the Wolverine comes out the door and goes, "Are you okay?" I go, "Man, these 25 guys are getting ready to fuck me up." "Quick, don't worry about it." I go, "Nigga, Wolverine.
Serendipity.
This bitch was the Wolverine of threesomes. She came from the god, the threesome gods." So she, I'm spitting in her face, she's spitting in mine, and she's just rubbing, and then she says to my girl, "You come spit in my face too." My girl, me and my girl are just spitting in this girl's face. And she's just like,
first threesome.
Oh God. And I finally bust maybe the third best nut I've ever bust.
Of all time.
Of all time. Like, I go,
you did a Lexington steal. That's what Lexington steal.
Oh shit. My girl walks out. She knows I don't want to be bothered. I push the other one away. She walks out too. When she seen I don't want to be, she did anything she was told to do.
Nice.
Son. And then coup de grace. She stayed over. No threesome bitch stays over. But she got in her little room. "Go to your room. Go to sleep." "I'm tired." "You want to go home or you want to be?" She goes, "It's up to you." All right. Here's a fucking sheet. Go in another room. She closed the door and slept later than we slept. This bitch ain't shit. And I love her. And she ain't shit in a good way. I love this girl. What a fucking trooper. And here's the funny thing, too. At the end, like, we was all chilling, winding down. I was making fruit smoothie. I made a peach and pineapple and mango and strawberry peach smoothie.
This is good.
Doing that. And she had a little bit of insecurity. She goes, How was I? I go, "What are you fucking kidding me?" And I go, "You must have been molested when you were younger." And she goes, "Yeah." I said, "Ah, figures." Tell your uncle I said thank you. Because any chick like that has been molested, man. Any chick that's sexual, like, because touching creeps her out. She's so young. Touching, like, soft touching makes her feel creepy, because that's how she was touched. Some soft touching dude was touching her. And now she wants to have it sexual feeling, but not have that closeness, because it reminds her of that. No intimacy. So she likes to just get socked in the jaw a couple of times while she's fucking, dude. Boy, we really struck filth gold. Mm. Filth gold.
That's the white unicorn right there.
Oh my God. Dude, I'm sitting there. My girl goes, "Maybe we should try to hook up again on New Year's Eve." I said, "Bitch,
what are we doing?
Why not Tuesday? What's wrong with you?" But I gotta let my girl handle the show. That's another thing. Yeah. She gotta handle. I don't have the chick's number.
The rule.
It's like the only contact I'll have with this bitch is for my girl. So she'll be like, my girl will be like, "So when you want to hook up with her again?" I go, "Oh, no, I'll leave it up to you." And I'm just trying to beam in. Tomorrow, for my mind. Tomorrow,
Jedi
bitch.
Trick.
We're not doing anything tomorrow. I just need. And my balls are killing me. I want some more. Matter of fact, I wanted to fuck my girl by herself, without the girl. I get more attracted to my girl after we have a threesome, son.
Absolutely.
And I'm looking at her like, like I never. My girl's looking at me like, and here's her girl shit. She's looking at me like, never want to fuck me twice when it's just us. And I'm just like, of course not, bitch. No, this bitch, what do you care? Just what makes me want to fuck you twice? So I'm just sitting there touching. She's being all like distant because I had a conversation with the chick. And she's like, "You shouldn't talk to her. Why don't you ask her to go get you something to drink?" So she couldn't stay.
She had to be a chick.
She had to be a bitch. But I think it's working out well, because I'm going, like, my girl is a filth ball in terms of, like, liking sexual feelings. Mm. I'm like, let's be honest, man. Come on. You got your asshole and your pussy leg at the same time. What do you want?
What do you want? Does your girl not understand how she looks better in your eyes after this.
None of them understand. Remember that look I said?
Never understand it.
Remember that look I said? Go get ready to make yourself throw up and then go look in the mirror. That's girls every day. That's their dumb face. Sweetie, we just had the greatest threesome of all time. That's what they do. So I had to talk to her for a fucking hour. Because this is what leading up to, this had to be Wednesday or Thursday. We couldn't get in touch with her. So we was like, maybe she wrote the number down
wrong.
So we call a friend of mine that knows the girl. So let me get that girl's number. You know that girl such and such I was talking to? Let me get that number. He's like, all right, right? And then he gave me the number. And then my girl's like, I don't like him. Like, she was sitting right there. I don't like him. Why? Because he didn't even ask. He didn't even ask, like, where I was.
That's bitch politics.
You dumb bitch. I said, why would you? No guy would do that. Like, I was like, the nigga said, look, if my daughter was, I wouldn't snitch on my daughter's boyfriend if he was cheating on her. That's how we're wired. Like, look, Dante was married. He was married. Now he's not married, but he was married. And if that nigga got his dick sucked in the alley, and I saw it, and I seen his wife, I would still go, hi, mwah, good to see you. And I would still have the same love I have for her and the same love I have for them as a couple, but he getting his dick sucked. I would never think to say to him, you're not with her anymore?
You think you should be doing that?
That's not right.
Not your
Here's
business.
What a girl would do. If her friend, if a girl goes to another girl and says, hey, listen, can I get that number to that dude? The girl will go, you're not with Patrice anymore? Did y'all break up? What happened? Why'd y'all break up? Bitch, I'm trying to get side dick. What is wrong with you? That's what the fuck is wrong with girls. This is what's wrong. This is what I'm trying to teach you, Leah, because you have potential.
Thank you.
You have a potential to you. But do you understand why if the guys, we get together and it's like, okay, what happened? What happened to that threesome thing? Now, you're going to entice us with the fact that you did a threesome with three girls, which you don't hear about. And then you're going to keep them details to yourself for no other reason except for to be an asshole. Because no other reason. And then it makes for radio that people hate. People go, who is this? Did you? No. The guy had a thing. The guy said,
get this uptight bitch off the air. He hung up.
He hung up.
But that was also followed by way to ruin a threesome, Patrice.
No, that's the message board. Don't pay attention to that.
Oh, that was exciting.
No. We're talking about when we go, all right, wait, the threes, and we know it's going to be a good story. And you go, no, I'm not going to say that. Like, you can't be a fucking girl on this radio station.
Then you want me here so you have somebody to pick on?
But you don't, we don't want to, we want to pick on you and get you to actually grow in some direction. But you're so used to just being in control in your fucking silly relationship because you work more than your boyfriend does as a comic. And it fucks with you. It fucks with you. Like, because you're too in control. You got too much control. Look at him. He understands it too. We know it's an arrogance about you, Leah, which is fine, but your arrogance is based on not even having a philosophy, really. You're just arrogant just to be arrogant.
No, like I have philosophy.
You'll just go, no, I'm not. And then that's it. That's why guys don't like you. Not you, but your kind.
Right. I have philosophies, though.
What's your philosophy on why you would tell us that you had a threesome with women and won't give us any details?
Because the question was, had our head and I? In order, like, do
and
I
And you answered it. Why don't
yes,
you just
I have.
Go, none of your business? On every level. Now, I'm not telling you on any level. But you told us the best part, which is the ending. You told us the best part. The best part was you did a threesome with three girls.
No, two girls.
Whatever. Three girls did a threesome. Three girls. You engaged with three girls sex, okay? And you wouldn't tell us the details, but you would tell us the ending.
That you had it.
Yeah,
but
did not give the details.
I was answering a direct question.
But why? Why? The question is why wouldn't you give the details?
All right, Leah doesn't want to talk anymore.
Right.
She don't want to talk. We won't ask any more questions. She's on the radio just
to judge.
Yeah, I don't know.
To mess up fun.
To make faces.
I'm here to mess up fun.
She's on the radio to make faces. That's what she's here to do. Leah making faces, Drew. That's what it is. She's making disapproving, this is what I'm going to do faces. We ask her a question. She goes, that's what she's doing. Some type of defiant womanness right now. She's doing this for all the ladies. Right, ladies? This is how you do it. Yeah! This is how you fuck up a radio show, girls.
This is how you fuck up a radio show.
Yeah, we're not talking.
What would she do for 12 pounds?
Get Brian on the phone. Get Brian on the phone here. Let me ask you. Go ahead, Brian. Brian?
Well, we're out camping.
Brian.
We want to know.
Yes. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, go ahead, man.
All right, we're out in the middle of nowhere at this lake, and me and my buddy want to know, what would she do for 12.5?
The point is that it doesn't matter how much
holy
money it is, I
shit!
Do
you see why we hate him, Brian? Are you and your friend? Are you and your friend killing women where you are?
No, they're out fucking each
are.
Other because
they're fucking.
The
Wait, hold on, Brian. Repeat what you just said.
I said they're out in the woods fucking each
other. Why are they fucking each other?
What are they doing in the woods?
They're just hanging out, but they have to be gay now. This is what I'm saying.
No, you're gay.
But you won't tell us why.
No, I've definitely slept with women.
You're a faggot.
You're a faggot.
Why are you judging him? He didn't say he was a faggot. You're a faggot.
No,
you slept with women.
Why would a guy who's out in the middle of nowhere with a guy calling out?
They're having a relaxing. Yeah, they're having a chill time. You know why he's there with his friend in the lake? Because his. You see what you just did? Because you'll ruin his good time in nature with his buddy. You'll go, hey, God, there's the mosquitoes.
What are you, fags?
Where are you, shit? I can't do it in the woods. He's out there chilling.
You guys, that's so old. We've been getting the broke back shit all
I know. And we're not giving it to you. That's exactly.
Hanging out, fucking drinking some beer.
Exactly.
We just want to know what she would do for 12.5.
What would you do for 12.5?
Nothing.
Besides work. What fucking bad thing would you do for 12.5?
I wouldn't do bad things for money because it would make me feel like shit about myself.
Now, you said you licked asshole before.
Right.
And you did it for free. What the fuck? Do you understand what it makes no sense?
It makes total sense to me.
It makes only sense to women. And as we know, y'all are dumb. It makes sense to women. For you to say you're licking an asshole for free. There's something you do for 12.5. You're lying, Leah.
I'm not lying.
What would you do for 12.5?
I'm not lying.
What would you do for 12.5
non-sexual? I'm so happy that you fucking called just to call her out. Because this
immoral,
is
but non-sexual.
God, calling me out.
God, he's
so
calling you out. And what you're doing now,
do
you know what you're doing now?
For money.
You're pleading the fifth. You're not being honest right now. That's what the problem is. Dude, this is what I'm saying. He's out there. He's fishing. He's catching a couple of salmon, sucking some dick, and he just want to know. I'm fucking with you, Brian, nigga. So listen, we understand where this call came from. That's why I had to answer the call.
Straight, but I'm staying on the same. All right,
thanks, Brian.
I wouldn't do shit for money. All right. It's sexual.
Yeah. All right, great.
You know,
Samantha.
That's why you like me.
Hello.
What's up, Samantha? Are you here to fucking join up with this useless asshole over here, or are you gonna fucking actually make sense?
Well, I said I'll take 12.5 to shit in her face because I mean
on my face.
Yeah, thank God.
Thank you.
She'll take 12.5 to shit in your face. Thank God. I'll do it for free.
For
12.5, you know what? She'd probably do it for the five. Just the five. Just shit in your face because she knows you're bullshitting. You're supposed to be to help uplift women.
I'm not bullshitting.
Samantha, why is she bugging you? Why is she bugging you?
Just because she's trying to act like every other. I mean, that's y'all. You give us.
Go ahead, say it. Every other.
Wait, hold on. Say that one more time.
Just every other woman on, you know, on the radio. You sound like a whole. Just, you know, you won't admit to anything.
You won't admit to any wrongdoing. You're a phony, is what she's saying.
No, I just wouldn't get paid for it. That's all I'm saying.
Explain what you did. I mean, give the details. You already said.
Now let me ask you a question, Samantha. If you lick asshole for free, why wouldn't you do it for money? Let me ask you this, Leah.
Would you take 12.5 after you lick the ass?
After you lick a guy's asshole,
like, you know what,
and he goes like this, you did a good job, bitch.
Here's
12.5 for licking my asshole. Would you take it?
No.
All right. Yeah. She's a lying asshole. Leah, I can't believe Leah's sitting here fucking lying.
I wouldn't. I feel like a whore. Which she is comfortable with, but I'm not.
That's kind of a
So free ass licking is not a whore.
Yeah, because I fucking enjoyed it too.
So why can't you take
12.5 on top of
it? As an appreciation. Would you take dinner before you licked his asshole?
I split fucking dinners with people. It's all the way I think. I just don't think like you.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
You don't think like me because I'm a man. You think like you, but I'm telling you how you think.
Do you always split, Dennis? Always?
Or sometimes
you never...
one person pays and then the other person pays, but I don't sometimes expect people you take to a buy dinner? Me shit.
She fucking, Leah hates men, which is why I'm very frustrated with her right now, but this is beautiful because she fucking hates men. She doesn't take anything from men because she doesn't want to owe men anything.
Fucking right. I don't want to owe anybody anything. I don't take shit from women either. I don't take shit from anybody.
Leah got hang-ups. You got real problems, Leah, and that's what I like. I'm fucking... Now I'm liking her again. You have a fuck. You have issues disguised as this chick that got it together, but you're a fucking sociopath. You got shitting in a cup in your future. Cause you're an ass licker and a girl fucker. You're a faggot and a shit mouth, and you're sitting here trying to have dignity because you're not taking money. You're just a fool.
No,
eating pussy and what does she else? She do licks men's asses.
For free.
Girl asses, man asses, for free.
Did you lick a girl's ass in that threesome?
Of course she did.
No, I didn't. I wasn't to ass licking stage yet.
So you grew to ass licking stage for free.
Absolutely, because it's different.
You know what she's like. You're like a person. You know what you're like. Here's what you like. Here's what makes sense of it. It's like a guy who plays guitar by himself, and he ends up being this amazing guitar player, and then somebody goes, listen, we want you to do a concert and play this guitar, and we're going to give you $1 million, man. And he goes, I will not do it for money. I'll do it for free,
just for the art,
for the art of it. So would you do this for the would you do the show? So you would lick asshole for your own personal glory, your art. So you should really, according to your point of view, you shouldn't really get paid for comedy, because you love comedy, don't you?
No, we aren't talking about...
Wait. No,
it's the same logic.
And here's the thing here. Here's what I'm going to start doing with you. I got to take the gloves off with her. I got to force you to answer the questions, or not. Would you do comedy for free? Why don't you do comedy for free if it's something you love and you don't get paid for doing something you love, i.e. lick an asshole?
Because... I'm licking asshole of somebody that I care about, and I'm in a relationship.
Yeah, but
with
you're
them.
Doing comedy. You care about the people.
I don't give a shit about the people.
You don't care about the people.
I hope you
care about their laughter. So what you doing?
So
you're using them?
Would you give a shit about the people who watch you in a video shitting in a cup?
I wouldn't shit in a cup in a video.
I'm saying you said you don't. You said you wouldn't accept the money.
Let's keep this. Let's not bring shit up no more. Let's just keep it logical.
Let's just trying to keep me
keep focused.
Because what you're doing is you're trying to say you have this logistics or philosophy about what you will and will not do, but it doesn't logically it doesn't work across the board. So it's not a real philosophy.
No,
you're
but
just,
it has
it's your
to
emotional,
do with sexual things.
But it's still a philosophy. The philosophy goes across the board.
Just because one is doesn't make the other one the same. Like they're not relatable.
They are related.
Yeah, they are related. That's the problem with women.
Yeah,
they
that's
don't
what
relate.
We're doing is relating anything. That's why you have to come up with analogies to make somebody who's thick-headed and won't change their mind come up with an analogy that makes sense to have to have them have that point of view.
Okay. Well,
so what
I
you're saying is you love comedy, right?
Yes.
You love licking asshole.
I love licking a particular person's asshole.
But so what? So if that particular person, after you licked his asshole, said, "Here's a couple of bucks, kid, go get a cab," you wouldn't take the money.
No, I'd be like, I'm not a fucking hooker.
If he says, thank you so much, here's your money.
How about if he says, I love you, here's a cab, here's money for a cab?
I'd be like, I live here, bitch.
You know what the fuck we're saying.
She thinks she's good, but she's not. All you're really doing is not answering questions like girls do. Like, knowing Leah thinks she operates on this high level, but what she knows how to do is she knows how to just not
deflect
answer the question. She deflects.
Answer.
You're a great deflector, but every woman is.
But it's transparent, though. It's transparent.
But you
want to
be. But you. But you want to be this cool chick who people think different of. But you're even worse. You do care.
You're lying. I don't see.
You do care what people think. Do you care what people think?
Of course I care what people think.
All right, then why would you say that lie?
Because I was joking.
You weren't joking.
I was
being
sarcastic.
This is beautiful. I like this. This is fantastic.
I was being sarcastic.
Okay, go ahead. Keep being sarcastic. Let's be real now.
Okay.
Let's be real, Leah.
I'm ready.
Okay? You're an ass licker.
I have licked ass.
Which makes you an ass licker. How many ass licks?
Everyone in this room is an ass licker.
We never said we wasn't.
Well,
but you are an ass licking faggot.
Yes. I'm not arguing.
But you
that.
Won't be that for free. I mean, you'll be that for free.
That for money.
You're an ass-licking fag for free is what you're saying. That's it. That's
with
your label.
People.
You're an ass-licking faggot for everybody's. Look, I can lick 1,000 assholes and that be particular. Because that's not everybody's asshole. So one or 1,000.
Right.
So you're an ass licker.
I'm fine
a
with that.
A dirty little ass licking dyke is what you're saying.
Yes.
But you won't be one for a couple
money.
Of dollars. Explain that to us.
I have to rethink the way I think in order to explain it to you guys.
Exactly.
Do you see why we can never, ever lose?
That is a good answer, though.
Ladies, ladies, do you see why we can't lose?
I'm trying to think like you think.
But that's a good
answer. Let me ask you a say. Let me say something to you. This, fellas, did you hear that? That is called the what's the word I'm looking for? Not the disintegration, the dissection. That is called the dissection of a fucking woman. Because here's why they go, fuck that, I'm not going to talk to you. Because you're afraid to lose what you have with her. We have nothing with Leah. All Leah can really do is go, I'm leaving. Other than that, she has no power. That's why chicks, when you ask your girl that you love questions, she goes, just leave me alone. I'm not going to fucking talk like that. I'm not going to do this. Because you can't put her, push the bitch up against a fucking verbal wall. And she starts, did you hear her? Did you hear her face?
No, but I'm trying
her,
to make a sense.
Her mouth was moving like her face, like
no, but
her
I just
face was sounding just like her mouth was moving.
She
was
going louder.
She was going, there you go,
well,
good girl.
The,
and she goes, I have to rethink. What the fuck are
I
we
talking? I have to explain the way I think because I don't think
but
like
here's,
you.
But
malfunction.
But let me say this. The rethink is a step towards understanding that your philosophy is bullshit in the first place.
That's the first step. I like that.
Wow.
I like that. Give me that. That's five. Give Drew five, too. Leave her hanging.
I don't mind.
Leave this ass licker hanging.
Leave this ass licker. I kind of like that.
Stop.
I'm gonna
because
tattoo.
What she's... Oh. Fuck. Hey, look. We got to... Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Go to Chris. Because he's... Go to Chris. Chris.
What's up?
Tell this asshole what's going on.
I'm always the asshole.
Lee is an asshole now. Go ahead. You hear it? Chris, do you even hear this asshole? She's an asshole.
Yeah.
And everybody, if you don't say, hey, Leah, hi, you asshole, when you answer the phone,
I'm an asshole,
we're
going to
hang up on her. So you have to, when you get on this phone, if you get on the first thing you have to say is, hey, what's up, Leah, you fucking asshole. All right, go ahead, Chris.
What's up, Leah, you asshole.
And somebody can explain to me why I'm an asshole.
Okay, all right, check it out.
Because you don't make sense.
You said that you wouldn't do this for money, right?
Right.
Okay. Technically, when Patrice or anybody buys you something, that would be a form of that, would it not?
I previously said I don't let anybody buy me anything because I don't want to
owe anybody.
Dustin
doesn't buy you nothing?
We have joint money.
Oh, nigga, please. Get the fuck. You know what? This is on such a level. Leah is so sick that I put up my medicine to kill her. I gotta go in my medicine. I gotta go in the basement to get the medicine that killed Leah.
Clear off the cobwebs.
You understand what I'm saying? This is like going back to 16. This is like going back to when there was typhoid flu.
You know what? What's funny is how she snuck under the radar, and you didn't even
all
know.
All these fucking. Because you gotta understand, people out here listening. Leah comes off like fucking Gloria Steinem, who you fuck. You know, Gloria Allred. She's a hard, but she's really not. She's just a fucking girl like all the rest.
It
makes me sick. Because I thought you was this gangster.
If she takes the money, she would go and buy that stuff anyways. So if you bought it, it would be a form of this whole...
It's bartering. It's barter system is why money's worth money, basically, what he's saying. It's joint money. You've pimped your man into fucking having joint money. You can't. This is disgusting. Chris, thanks for calling. Let me talk to Kevin. I'm rifling these niggas off because they hate you.
I'm glad.
Go ahead.
Hey, what's up? Hey, Patrice. Hey, Leah.
What are you saying?
Wait a minute. We have to make sure he calls Leah, you fucking asshole. Go ahead.
Hey, Leah, you fucking asshole. You got me so fucking worked up. I'm trying to put this out where
I'm so glad.
The way I'm taking it. Now, this is your hemming and hawing ass is going. This is why you're going to find out all through life why every fucking dude is going to tell you to get your shit and get the fuck out.
Nobody's ever told me that.
You act like a fucking cop tease. I mean, you sit there and talk about it and try and turn shit around, but you're going to find all your life this is why dudes are going to say, you know what, fuck this shit. Get your shit, get the fuck out, get him in the haw and ass.
That's not true.
Nobody's ever told me that.
Ass, there's plenty of pussy-ass motherfuckers that'll put up with it.
There's motherfuckers that think this is sexy.
And that's why she's so good at it now with the guys that she's with, because there's plenty of guys that'll put up with the bullshit
absolutely.
Over and over again.
Absolutely.
It would be a perfect world if a motherfucker would say, with your him and hawing ass.
Thanks for calling, Kevin. Mike.
All right, see you.
Mike.
Leah, you're an asshole.
Wait, before you talk, Mike. Don't even try what you're doing. It's another technique you're trying to deflect it before it comes. Nigga, I did that in high school. Still call her an asshole. She's trying to make it corny. I know what you're doing, Leah. But, Mike, we're going to hang up on you if you don't call her asshole.
That's not Leah, you free-licking asshole.
You're an ass-licking asshole.
Ass-licking asshole.
Sissy.
He said free-licking asshole.
Leah eats pussy, you pussy-eating asshole licker. What you got to say to this ass licker?
You know, this just points out the fact that women are so full of shit.
Thank you.
She's always deluding herself.
Thank you.
Sex is dirty. Sex is all about being dirty. Women try to pretend like they're better than us when they want it just as bad, and they're going to go around pretending like they don't want it. Fact of the matter is...
I didn't say that.
We don't care.
But you're acting
defend
like,
yourself.
That's fucking illogical, because I didn't say that. I didn't say I don't like it dirty. I didn't say there's anything wrong with dirty sex.
Wait
a
minute.
I don't fucking want it.
Look at... Leah's an asshole. lick the asshole. Everybody on here is calling her a fucking asshole. Wait a minute.
It's your demographic. It's a bunch of fucking guys that think like you.
They can't be intelligent guys that hate horse shit coming out of people's mouths.
No, I think you're very
intelligent. You're full of shit.
I mean...
Two men, one cup.
That's the mantra.
It's two women, one cup, nigga. That is the movement. You're an asshole because there's some sexy bitches out there that are shit in a cup. Listen, we're going to take a break and come back. We're answering. Wait, don't go nowhere because we're going to talk to Tom and Rob. You're an asshole.
You're an asshole.
Fucking asshole. No one thinks I'm one. You can come. You can go nah, 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 nah. Hey, listen, anybody who fucking agrees with this ass-licking sissy, call me. Call up if you want to defend this homosexual ass-licker.
Because I don't want to get paid? I don't see why that's wrong.
It's not wrong.
It.
It's just idiotic. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Call Patrice O'Neill on The Black Phillips Show, 866-WOW-1-WOW.
You can call. I'll listen to you talk about nothing.
That's 866-WOW-1-WOW.
It's Annie Up time, bitch. I'm a pimp!
Crank that up.
This is black porn music. White porn music is that music. They go, whacka, whacka, whack, whack.
Fuck me.
This is produced. There's a bitch in there singing this for money, by the way. She actually has a great voice. And someone paid her a couple of $100 to actually sing a song.
She's probably in a video, too.
She's a lyrical genius. She's a singing whore.
I bet
she sings for free, just like you.
She
got paid. Now, what's the difference between her? Hey, do three big dicks.
Three big dicks. Play three. You got to get to the rap. The rap is crazy.
The rap's off the chain for three big dicks?
It's hot.
All right, go. What's the name of this particular video?
Three big dicks and one Spanish chick. Three big
dicks. Watch how the little beaner runs away.
Watch how the little beaner runs away. Oh, shit.
Wait, turn this up.
Watch how we all rip off her jeans. Watch how she gets them when she begs and screams.
Know when she begs and she screams, she slides on in. Dick on her mind, dick on her chin. Baby, what's your name? Tell me what's your sign. Dick on your breath, dick on your spine. Have you ever had a dick all up in your mouth ready to smash? You can look up in my eyes and all you can see is nut. Call it a cream pie. I know a hoe when I see a hoe. Look into my eyes, baby doll, let's roll. Everything you want, I got you need.
This is, by the way, black porn music. This is not some shit you'll find on some album in the West Coast. You have to buy three big black dicks, one Spanish chick.
Three big dicks.
Okay.
Watch how the little beater runs away.
Holy shit. Dude, I want to bump that in my car. That rap is crazy.
Three big dicks. Watch my dick on her head, and then my dick gonna be in the bed. Three big dicks.
Holy shit.
Oh, God. Welcome back to Three Men and One Asshole.
Just to take it out of a sexual context, just to show that I'm illogical all around, I volunteer with kids, right? Parents try to tip me. I won't take it because I think that in certain things you just don't take money.
You're just a general idiot is what we're coming up with.
That's fine. But I just want to show that I'm an ass all the way around. It's not like I'm a hypocrite.
Go to Tom in Detroit. Tom?
Hey, Leah.
Yes, Tom.
You're a fucking asshole.
That's what I'm talking about. Robert in Indiana. Robert.
Oh, are we just going to go through an asshole? I just don't want to listen.
Yeah, I know. It's bothering you now. To make sure, turn it up in the studio so she can hear it, this fucking asshole. Robert, go ahead.
Hey, Patrice, I just wanted to thank you. I think you saved my marriage.
Oh, thank you, sir.
What's your advice on women?
What's my advice on women?
Well, hell, I bend over backwards to my bitch. We've been married 10 years, right?
Mm-hmm.
And about the last fucking year or so, I've been listening to you, and I started asserting myself, being a prick a little bit.
That's right. Listen to this, you fucking... Wait a minute. Hold on, Robert. I said I was going to hang up on people, but I'm not going to do it to you, but you have to call her an asshole before you continue with this story.
That bitch is an asshole.
Thank you very much. I like he added bitch. Thank you. She don't like this. Look at her. Oh, you can't see her. She's inflamed.
I'm not, though.
She looks like...
Shit. I don't know what's going to be on there. I just wanted to thank you. Cause,
hey, man, you're welcome. And that's, you know, this
man,
is a long...
All fucking books, all that faggoty shit, man. I asserted myself.
Faggoty shit.
Right. That's right. All of that. Thank you for calling, Robert. Let me tell you what he's saying. All that book fact. Because it's... See, everything that... Everything except for this show deals with both point of views. This show, I want to deal with one point of view, which is the man. Because we don't get to deal with our point of view.
And why is that? Why is that?
One kind of man.
No, it's not one kind of man.
There's only one kind of woman.
Exactly.
That's the point.
That's that, exactly. There's one kind of guy.
There's degrees, but it's all one type of woman.
Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something, man. The thing is about this show is the reason why somebody would call in you. And does that guy sound like he's a hoo-hoo, he's a dumb guy, he's a faggot? No. He's a guy that is with a woman that he wants to be with. But she makes his life miserable.
Yeah, but you make us miserable.
No, we don't. Now, the reason that you make us miserable is because the reason that you'll make... See, not many men make women miserable the way... I'm making you miserable right now.
No, but all men, no, women.
Okay, ready? Okay, watch what happens. Watch what happens. Why do we make you miserable? Go ahead, my dear.
Why do men make me miserable? Or what? Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. Wait, I can't start with the question. I can't clarify.
Fuck. Go ahead.
Because you love logic, and you can't ever expand your mind to think, oh, maybe I could think in a different way. Maybe I could just try to fucking understand something.
We do. We try to understand you.
You try to understand it through
us.
Your point of view.
No.
We try to understand
at
you.
At least we have a point of view.
We understand it.
I have a point of view. It's just one you don't agree with.
You don't have a point of view.
Yes,
I
do.
You have a feeling.
Which is a point of view.
That
point
feeling
of view
is not
can
a point of view.
Can we Google point of view?
Ugh.
It is a feeling.
Blech.
It's a hunch. It's
blech.
Where you come from.
Blech.
A point of view is where I come from.
Blech.
Blech, I just ate shit. Blech.
No, I'm telling you. Point of view is not where you come from.
Yes, it is. It's your point of view.
A point of view is something that you actually you manufacture through thinking.
Right, and I believe some things should be paid for and work, and some things aren't.
And not linear, but a progressive point of view, not just a straight, flat line, dead point of view, but that you go, okay, like right now, we're not having a back and forth. We've come up with so many logical reasons why you should take money
for sex,
for being an asshole licker and a girl who'll eat pussy, but you won't take money. Do you realize that's the theory of a hypocrite?
No,
you're
it's
a
not.
Hypocrite.
I just won't take money.
You're a hypocrite for
doing... I wouldn't
take
money for a lot
Why
of
wouldn't
things.
You do take money for things you do for free as an appreciation?
I just, we...
Exactly.
I don't think it's right, and that's my point of view.
Bill?
He's an asshole.
Leah's an asshole, and I will straighten her right out.
And how will you do that, young man?
I will do it long, deep, and
she sounds like she needs it, doesn't she?
Oh, just Repeatedly.
Just a vicious fucking.
I guarantee you this guy's horrible in bed.
Yes, yes.
Wait. Hold on, Bill. We're trying to deconstruct this woman here. Why is he horrible in bed?
To feel the need to call up and be like, dude, I could fuck that bitch straight.
Mm-hmm.
He clearly has a fucking inadequacy issue.
Maybe there's nowhere on this planet where a guy can call in and say that at any point in time on the planet Earth. Maybe we're the only place
but
where
I do
a guy
get
can.
I get fucked regularly, and I get fucked well.
Ooh. How's that?
It's great.
What is it? Give us a little something.
But does she get her asshole licked?
That's the question. Point. Thank you, Bill. He's asking the question. Will you get your asshole licked?
I don't want my asshole licked.
You're an asshole licker. She's a licker, not a licky.
Yeah.
I like that. Nice licker. Good girl. Rob from Cleveland.
Yo, how's it going, Patrice, man?
Go ahead, man.
Hey, I just wanted to say, you know, Leah, you know, you're respected to you're entitled to your opinion.
Hang up on him. Hang up on him. You're not. She's not entitled to her opinion.
And he is saying Leah's an asshole.
Big Papa, we need to talk to Big Papa
What's
right now.
What's going on, Patrice?
How are you?
Leah, you asshole. You. I'll get to you in a second. Drew Boogie, you sure are a stud. Patrice. I am effing in love with you, brother. You need to write a book on how to be a man.
He's right.
I'm telling you right now.
Do you hear his passion?
It's going to be a bestseller. You need to write a book on how to be a man, brother. You are phenomenal.
Nah, did you hear that, you asshole? Call her one more asshole before you hang up on her.
No, but I like you. That's why I'm here. I think you should write a book.
Now, listen, honey. Listen, I love you to death. You know why? Because you are sexually just, you're in it, you're a dirty little girl, and you love it. Now,
he loves you because you did admit that you're an asshole licker, by the way.
Right, I have no problem with that.
A gay asshole licker.
No, I fuck chicks in college. No.
You're gay.
You're gay.
Your views are so skewed, they're retarded. They're working at McDonald's wiping down trays.
Yes, that's right. Abuser, Big Papa.
Your views are.
Thank you, Big Papa, for calling. Hang up on Big Papa. Now we need Joe. Joe from Arizona. Joe.
Hey, you ruby starfruit eating asshole.
Ruby starfruit
eating asshole.
It went from chocolate starfish to ruby starfish?
Yeah.
How did that happen?
How come you get to eat ass and nobody says anything, but when I
eat a woman's ass. Sissy.
I ate a woman's ass.
I know you did.
But you won't
but
talk about it.
But you're a woman. Homosexual.
And you won't talk about it.
I ate a woman's ass, and I'm a guy. You eat women's ass, and you're a girl.
Leah's
a sissy.
Leah's
a sissy.
I have eaten, which
yeah,
is
I know.
Not, I am eating.
I can't believe someone who licks asshole of the same gender can have this type of elitism kind of attitude. She's an asshole licker.
It's an aristocracy.
How can a free asshole licker?
Exactly.
She's a volunteer asshole licker.
Volunteer,
talking
right.
to me. Like, you're an asshole licker.
And I'm proud of it.
And you're proud of it, but you're not proud to take money. This is why you are losing this whole thing. This has nothing to do with people thinking you're dumb and da-da-da. Let me ask this
Sean.
Go to Sean. Sean in WI was Wisconsin.
Yeah, I need to agree with this asshole. Only if she means that she wouldn't take money from a stranger. But if you're taking your boy, and you're licking his ass, that's like step 240 in a relationship. Taking cash is like step 4.
You know what? He has a fucking fantastic point. Let me tell you something. Thank you for calling. I really appreciate that, Sean. Let me tell you something. Here's why licking an asshole, you are a troop. I think it's the dirtiest thing a woman could do, by the way, is licking an asshole.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the dirtiest thing.
Because you can, taking a shit?
Yeah.
Let me tell you why the act of it is just filthy, licking an asshole. You got the guy's dick holding it. Then you got balls, okay? So right there, you're a soldier. So you got the dick is up, you're licking the balls. Now you're getting to the asshole. You have to.
You gotta really search.
You
for
have
it.
To put your face under the balls and lift and hold the balls with your temple, and then stick your tongue out and lick his crevasse.
And you gotta dig for it.
You gotta. Get in there to lick an asshole. It's not something that's just like, oh, a natural
act.
It's an unnatural fucking.
And that's why
it's a disgusting,
it's
dirty, filthy, degrading, deplorable act to just go underneath balls, hold the balls with your face, and then stick your tongue out. What's your ass licking action? Let's take a look. Is it dart in and out or is it licking?
Oh, I thought we were watching it on stage. No, we're stopping here.
This is why no one likes you.
If I did do it, I'd get shit on.
Dick in Detroit.
If I do it, so... Oh, here we go again.
Dick?
This bitch is an asshole. She's all like... I fucking hate men because they use logic. Yes, she's using logic to argue over one of your fucking points.
No,
doing whatever.
Fake logic.
Fake logic.
I said it wasn't logic. That's just how I felt. I never said it was logical.
Oh, can you help me out with this ass licker, Dick? Please. Is there anything you can help? She's incorrigible. This gay asshole licker. All right, Bird in Chicago.
Hey, Leah, you are a non-profit.
I am a non-profit.
You are a, you ain't,
a charity asshole.
You're a,
I love that.
You're a PBS whore.
I am cool with that. Yes,
This should be 10 guys on the phone answering calls for Leah to enter asshole. Yes, hi. Yes.
Hello, PBS. Yes, PBS asshole.
I do it for the betterment of the community for free.
For free.
I absolutely like this non-for-profit asshole.
Look, Leah, let me tell you why you're an asshole, and you don't even understand why. This shit all started back in 93 when Mary J. Blige and all those other goofy bitches was talking all that real love and wanted to be independent women, and nobody actually gave them direction on how to be independent.
Direction.
You can't be independent unless you have balls and a dick, because we've been doing it since it's been done. So what you need to do is grab...
Hey, here's her face. Hey, yo, her face is... This is why they never learn. See, what we do is we adjust to figure out how to conquer what we want. She has this face where, like, one eye is blinking fast, another eye is open.
Yeah, but it's clearly and she has not this, true because there are a lot of this, very independent women.
She has this looking in the air like what you're saying is bullshit. But see, here's what women don't know how to do. They don't understand context. She's not feeling you. She only feels herself. She only feels herself.
I've changed my mind on a lot of things, so that's not true.
Hey, that's the same problem I have with my bitch, man. We're going through counseling
well,
right
good.
Now.
Well, good. I'm glad that I'm...
Because she doesn't understand that I'm right and she's wrong.
That's true.
That's true.
Absolutely.
That'll send you to counseling. A bitch not knowing you're right.
A bitch not knowing you're right will drive you crazy.
Bless her.
I get the wrong picture, though. The reason why I'm right is just like Patrice and everybody else on the show is that because we listen, we take things into consideration, and we say, hey, you know what?
You might have something there.
I might be wrong. You know what I mean?
I'm not wrong that I should take sex for money for sex. You're
just saying it, though. We actually weigh it out. Thanks for calling, man. We actually weigh it out in our whole mind. And we actually come out to be proven wrong. When me and Dante are kicking on the phone, I actually want to be wrong when I say something.
Because it escalates our thinking if I'm wrong.
Make me wrong, dude. Please help me out. Help me be wrong. You don't want to be helped to be wrong, because you get a whole world. And here's why you do. What you do is you marginalize men who take the time to come up, call in and say you are an asshole. And they're not saying it because I said so. They're just saying it because they have the feeling attached to that word, which is you're an asshole, which is what they want to call their girl. They want to call their wife that. Sometimes they want to call their mother that sometimes. When it's like, you're just being a fucking dick right now. And you're being a dick, Leah. You're not being a reasonable and cooperative. You're just going, I don't like it.
I'm an asshole.
And I fucked two girls in college, but I'm not going there.
I'm not changing my mind, but I am being reasonable and cooperative.
Okay, being reasonable, but you're not changing your mind.
You're not even taking it in with the possibility.
No, I understand that what you're saying is that I don't have that across the board.
Does that make sense to you, Drew? That someone, like, what if Drew said he licks asshole because he loves, and how's that you boil it down?
Yeah.
If I'm looking at a chick's pussy and she goes, nigga, here's $500. I'll be like, are you serious? She'd be like, yo, I just got it. First of all, the man in me will go, come on, bitch, what are you, take this money. But then she goes,
I've never had my pussy looking like
please
this.
Please take just, this. Buy yourself. I ain't got time. I don't know what you like. I don't want to go out there and buy you a get well soon card like that says thank you for eating my pussy. Thank you. Goodbye.
I want you
to take $500 and buy you something that you need. If you don't need nothing, nigga, just go to a restaurant where the plate costs $500. Do something for yourself because, man, you make me feel good. I'd be like, all right, bitch, cool. And if I take the money and she comes back and tries to go, now here's what the position I'm in. If she goes, I gave you $500, I'll go, bitch, here's $600, shut your face.
Whereas I would go, bitch, you shouldn't have gave me
$500. So here's what it is. She doesn't have the money to buy back her own dignity if she loses it.
That's a good point.
She's too broke to have dignity. She's too broke.
I mean, I don't have a problem with the fact.
She can't, if a guy gives her $12.5 for sucking dick or licking asshole,
she can't
buy back her dignity that she thinks.
And she's not mentally strong enough to go, fuck you, I got the $500, I got the $12.5, fuck you. I did it, fuck you. And you're not going to change.
So now, what we figured out now is what you said is that Leah is a weak-minded,
emotional,
ass-licking homosexual. Okay, cool. That's
what you just said made no sense, but that's fine.
Fair enough. Did you understand it?
Yeah.
I understand what you're saying.
Oh, you did understand, but it made no sense. All right, back to being her asshole.
It doesn't make it true. Say it.
Go to Ryan in Georgia. Let me see what he's talking about.
All right, bro. I'm sitting here with my chick and we're listening to your show. And we're talking about ass licking. My chick's never licked my ass. And I'm like, all right, would you rather lick a chick's ass or my ass?
Chicks are clean.
And she's like, I'd rather lick a chick's ass.
You know
what the fuck that do with this bitch?
You know what?
She might be in the
chick's threesome. Chick's ass all kind of cleaner, but it's weird. It's so weird, though, because here's why licking a man's ass is so weird to do and how licking a woman's ass is such an easy thing to do. Is men's asshole is really far from the next apparatus. It's taint, and sometimes taint can be an inch long.
Yeah.
Then your scrotum. So how your scrotum hangs is how far your asshole is from the next sexual apparatus. So women, have you ever stuck your finger in a woman's asshole and the thumb in the pussy?
Yes.
And there's like,
it's no room.
It's weird.
It's paper.
It's almost like aluminum foil separates the asshole from the pussy. It's like some, you can almost poke through it.
It's like rice paper.
It's just a weird, it's a weird thing, but it's so close that I think God made a woman's asshole cleaner because of all the kind of infections that a woman could get, because asshole's so dirty and it's so close. I mean, the woman's taint can't be, but almost you have to be metric system.
Like
a centimeter.
Millimeters.
A millimeter from the pussy. So it's got to be, I would say, licking a woman's asshole in general is a cleaner thing to do, because I think men are, I mean, women hygiene is big with men now, though, but I think hygiene is big in general, but I think women's have to have a certain, like they have to wipe themselves a certain way or they can get an infection. You got
to
wipe
back,
like
front to back.
Right. From pussy to the asshole, not from asshole to pussy.
Right.
Basically.
Front to back.
Yeah. You can't do it from asshole to pussy because that's taken. So you take asshole, but men don't give a fuck. I wipe my ass like
both ways. Vertical.
I wipe my ass
horizontal. I start from my hip.
With the shower curtain, nigga. Fuck it. I'm getting in there anyway. I always shit when I get ready to take a shower anyway, because I'm like, I don't feel like wiping. Let me just, I'll just spray it clean with my fucking.
You wipe from the right hip to the left hip across the ass.
I shake like a wet dog, nigga.
Shit on all the back of his balls and shit.
Oh,
horrible.
I would say, dude, she's, did you say your girl never had an asshole licked?
She doesn't. She's
oh,
never
he cut
licked.
Off? Oh, that's too, she's never licked. All right, we're going to take one more break before we finish up, man. We're coming back right in about, I don't know, whatever, Danny. How long are we coming back?
4 minutes.
All right, nigga. 4 minutes, we'll be back.
On The Black Phillips Show, Patrice O'Neill gets to the bottom of those tough relationship issues.
Who had the herpes?
It's Black Phillip with Patrice O'Neill.
I want you to make a song dedicated to two girls, one cup with this music.
Got it.
She came up.
She stuck her fist down her throat and then she went and the other girl shit and we went, have you seen them? She had a tattoo and she pulled her ass open and some moose came out and everybody went, oh, shit. I can't watch this no more. Have you seen her? Tomorrow's their future. How are you doing, lesbian ass licking? And what was the last thing we added to her?
A non-for-profit ass licker.
A non-for-profit. A PBS ass licking.
PBS.
Homosexual we have here.
I'm PBS. Totally fine with that label.
Okay.
It's true.
So what else, Dykey McAss Lick? Since she's on PBS, any PBS shows? What's going on, Big Turd from Sesame Street? Big Turd. what's going on there? Who they got?
Oscar
the Sploosh.
How about Ernie and Squirt?
Squirt and Ernie.
What's going on there? What's up the PBS shit?
What's Kermit going? The Log.
Kermit the Log. What's up there, Kermit the Log? What's up?
It's not easy licking ass.
It's the color of brown and the ground and the shit into chicks and a car.
Wait a minute, electric company? Shit. Wait.
You guys are missing the obvious.
It. Shit.
Big turd.
Big turd. That's what I said.
Oh, I didn't hear it.
I said big turd, you bastard. Yeah.
Come. It.
Shit. Kick.
Remember those little aliens that would go yip.
I licked 12 assholes.
How many assholes?
Two assholes in college.
Kermit the Log is dating Miss Shitty.
Miss Shitty. Hi, Kirby. I'm going to lick your ass. Ten ass licks.
Assholes.
How many assholes you look at your life, Leah?
One.
She's lying. I'm going to say 11. 11.
11
assholes.
How many assholes have you licked?
Shit, unnamed.
Don't ask me.
Don't even know, nigga. I've been around the world sticking my tongue in bad places. I think I licked an ass in Vietnam and a fucking leech came up on my shit.
Seriously, them two girls on the video from Brazil could have been two girls he was fucking with.
I know them. I just didn't want to call them out. That's Barbara and Samantha. Them bitches wouldn't even let me shit in the cup with them.
They was holding out on you. Black dildos wasn't enough for them.
Oh, shit. What do you got here? Mm. Oh, you know what, though? Danny, we forgot to talk about this. Stop the presses. Danny got rid of that stinky veterinarian he was with.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Last time he was here, last time on as the fucking Black Phillip show turned, Danny was talking about how he had this smelly veterinarian with a funky kitten smell
and
all over. Smell like a cat box.
Sweatpants
and fucking puppy medicine.
Crocs.
And she wouldn't be nice to him, and he fucking dumped her. And he dumped her for a fucking little hottie, might I say.
That's right.
Come here, sweetie. Let's take a look at this fucking deliciousness that Danny got rid of that mess for.
Good job.
Absolutely.
You should have seen this.
You look so much happier.
Oh, my God. How old are you, beautiful? 27. Oh, look at her. Look at her.
You know the worst part about it?
She looks Chris Hansen-like.
Danny said his ex-girlfriend wouldn't, like, put on makeup, wouldn't fix herself up, but you know she's doing that now for some new guy.
Yeah, but so what? But also,
don't matter now.
Eventually what will happen is that she'll end up coming home smelling like salamander.
And she'll get dumped.
And she'll tell him stories like, I couldn't save the owl.
You know what she liked to go dress up for? She liked to get all gussied up to go out to some shit dive bar with her sister. And that's
and
what
not dress up for you.
Yeah, and that fucking infuriated me.
And look at this tender little delicious. Tender, oh, my
cutie.
God. Oh,
good
my
job,
God.
Daddy.
Look at her. She good plucked job. Her eyebrows and drew them back in. Just a little white trash, but she's sexy.
Sitting here hanging out
perky.
With Danny.
What are you, 5'4"? 5'4", 120?
Wow. 5'1", not even 100 pounds.
Oh 5'9". That's good,
five,
Danny.
5'1".
You know, I have a theory, Danny, about
five, one,
going for the low and outside
pounds?
Pitch.
Danny, you're fucking a baby.
Yeah.
I've seen a fat baby on Maury Povich that was bigger than her.
Was 98 pounds.
A 27-year-old baby.
Awesome.
Oh, my God. And Danny's a sex life much better?
Absolutely. Yeah. Yes. Yeah,
like, how far, on what level? Like, what's better about it?
Not on on our level, though.
Yeah, not you don't have to get in detail, but how was it? How is it good? Is she a soldier?
Yeah, of course.
Yes, sir. Like, lick my balls, yes, sir.
Well, I mean, to be fair, we haven't gotten to the lick my balls part.
Why not, beautiful? Have you done, but y'all have had sex, right?
Of course, yeah.
So why not licking balls? That's something only special love people get.
I don't know.
You don't even
it
know.
Hasn't,
at least she's
it
not like you.
Come on. I don't know.
At least
to
she's
be
like,
honest,
I don't even have a good reason. She's I just like, didn't lick them balls. Is it because he doesn't shave? Danny seems like he got his balls he's, look like.
No, I've, well, I mean, I've, like, I have in the past.
He's
I haven't shaved
Jackson
my balls. Danny's got chia balls.
How come everybody says it about me?
You look like.
You're hairy, Danny.
You just look like there's something wrong with your balls, Danny. You look like your balls have a goatee. Your balls look like they have a mustache, a full beard, and a goatee. Daddy, your balls. Does he shave his balls, gorgeous?
No.
It's their mess. Shave your.
You
Danny.
Want me to shave him? I shave
no,
him.
Don't ask her, you fucking idiot.
Just do it and say ah.
Do you? Voila. Did you hear what my threesome story about my balls? Why I added that? It when you have clean balls, girls grab. They want to suck clean balls.
No, dude, I know.
It's pretty because it's we smooth. Make them shave their pussy all the time, man. That's the least you can fucking do. Is shave your balls.
I know. You know what it is. I've done it in the past. It's just I hate dealing with the whole maintenance of it. And then
you
it starts
can't
to
say
itch,
that,
and it's just
yeah. See,
step
see,
it up,
you step up your
getting
game,
like
man.
Your veteran.
Beautiful. Hag. Would you? Let me ask you this. Would you like your balls licked, Danster?
Of course.
All right, beautiful. If he shaves his balls, and don't, listen, don't rush shave either, you fucking animal.
Take
you look
time.
Like the type of nigga that has toilet paper picks. All over his balls. This nigga's like, shit,
I'm on his balls.
Sweetie, I cut my balls. Just slowly take or whatever you need to do. Take one of them white boy razors, like the Naroko movement, and shave your balls.
Mach 3 Turbo.
Mach 3 Turbo. The new moving head, and shave your rotten balls. And you know what else you shave?
Your ass.
Shave your ass. You got to put like a bitch. Now, this is a tough one. This is almost like sitting down peeing.
Yeah.
You got to put your leg up on the
and
sink.
Shave it out.
And shave that ass.
Nah.
What is that?
I don't know.
Who cares? I don't know. As long as it's not a bomb.
Who is that?
Listen, that's her.
From the big party last night.
Wow. Look at that.
You guys missed it.
Oh, what party? I didn't get invited.
It was the baby fuck party.
Baby fuck?
Well, her name is her nickname is Baby Girl, and there's another girl that's and her nickname is Angel Fuck.
Look
so
at
you
this.
Put them together and it's baby fuck.
Oh my goodness! I know she shaves.
Yeah, of course.
Oh, it's probably
nice.
Impeccable.
It's nice.
And skinny girls got. Fat coochie lips, man.
Perhaps.
Oh my goodness.
Nice.
She's squatting down. She squatted on your face before.
Of course.
So you've done the dirty deed to her, and she didn't do it to you. And she seems like she's a good girl. She's saying, really, I got you, sweet. I got you. She's saying desperately she wants to take action down there. And you know what
well,
you are? You're just
be,
a.
It'll be taken.
You're just a 15-hour a day staying up, tired. Radio guy who just doesn't have time to shave his balls.
I'd much rather nap than shave my balls.
You know what you do when you get home tonight?
Depilatory.
When you get home tonight, just put that right leg up and take care of that, and she'll hook you up. Is that true, sweetness?
Sure.
Soldier. Fucking soldier.
Absolutely.
Oh, my
do it when I get
goodness.
Home.
Huh?
I'll do it when I get home.
Good job.
For real?
Yeah.
I'm for real.
I'll be shaving my balls in 40 minutes.
Yeah, man, because she just wants, I'm telling you, and the thing is, when you shave your balls, like when my balls is out of control, and I got gray hair in my shit now, too.
Oh, wow.
And you know gray hair is coarse, so yeah. It'll just be hair, but then it'll be one gray hair that I think is dust, and when I hit it,
try to roll it, up.
It goes down, it. And it flips right back up. And you ever pull a gray hair out, it hurts because the roots are dead, so it's like it just...
It's
a dead
onto the
hair
ball.
In your balls. You just, and all your ball skin comes up with it.
You can lift your whole ball up with one hair.
Awesome. That stubborn gray one.
And so, when my balls ain't right, I don't know what that is. I don't know. It's somebody's phone. Whatever, man. When your ball hair ain't right, what happens is you don't want nobody down there. So if your girl goes to lick, you're gonna go, nah, it's cool. Come on back. Cause you're not, you don't feel at your top freshness. You know what I'm saying? If you shave that shit clean, dude, you be alright.
I have in the past.
But shave it now, man. You gotta look at her. Do you know, I met your old girlfriend, and I hate to talk about it like this, but she's gone.
It's okay.
I didn't like her that much, because I thought that her energy was down. I thought it was, you both of y'all made me sick together.
I had spoken to her about that, because, you know, because it had been brought up on this show. So I brought it up to her, and her excuse for being in such a foul mood that day was that somebody had to drive home. This was at the virus tour where Patrice met her, and she was all pissed off because someone had to drive, and I was the one that was able to drink, and she couldn't drink. So
and
she
that's
was
why
all,
she brought she your time. Your, that's why she brought your day down.
Yeah, because she couldn't drink. And I'm trying to be like, look, I just fucking, you know, it's a huge concert thing. You know, you didn't go to any of the ones last year. You know, I'm just trying to swing my dick around for 2 minutes, bringing you backstage, oh, look at all the comics and everything, and she couldn't even just a fucking appreciate.
Let's go to Steve real quick. He's a fucking. Hey, Steve.
Hey, I shaved my balls. I took out my Mach 3 and shaved my balls for my wife to fucking suck them. And she's like, I'd rather suck your fucking hairy balls than your stubbly balls.
Why? Why does she say that? It's just what she likes.
Her tongue. What the fuck?
It's just what she wants. She just wants hair in her mouth. Wow. Why don't she just lick your head? She needs to lick your underarms.
I'm doing it wrong. My fucking, you know, I shaved them. Stubbly.
Nah, I think a Mach 3 gets it all off.
Yeah, you can't.
You're a soldier. You shave with a Mach 3. That's ugly.
Seriously.
Do you shave your vagina hair, Leah? Can't divulge that information.
No, that's fine. Sometimes I wax. Depends on the season.
Really?
Yeah, like summer's a full wax. Winter's like kind of just a little bit.
I bet you a coochie looks like a scaled bass.
No. No, it definitely does not.
Look at Leah. She's so mad.
I'm not mad.
I love Leah. Anything?
And I agree with his wife that like a nice trim is nicer than shaved balls.
Oh, spoken like a true homosexual.
I'm talking about balls.
Is it gay? Ken says, is it gay if a girl puts a dildo on his ass? Wait, you don't have to go to him. Yes. David, quickly. Yes, Ken, you're a fag. David, quickly, tell us why you have Leah figured out.
Okay. It's called socially acceptable rebellion. Remember when she said... She did sleep with women, but she immediately had to qualify it with I was in college.
Yes. Mm. Oh.
That's why.
He just explained your infinite phoniness. This is, ladies and gentlemen, our friend David in Texas is I've never actually heard about it. Sounds scientific. He could have made it up, but so what? Scientists make shit up.
Actually, I did just make it up.
You know what? Good. And smart now guy. It's official. Socially acceptable rebellion. Is a new word.
Yep,
and you know what that stands for? Our language, she's a phony bitch.
Exactly.
Socially acceptable rebellion. You phony bitch. Thank you for calling, Dave. Hey, is
You're
that
welcome.
It?
Yeah.
That's a shame. That went by. We needed a 6-hour return.
Seriously.
But anyway, listen, we thank y'all for showing up. We're going to be here, what, next month or something? We're trying to get that weekly thing going, but
yeah, we'll figure it out.
You know how this whole thing is. But anyway, appreciate it, Drew. The lovely Leah Bonema.
Thank you.
Dante. Anything to plug, Drew?
No, sir.
Anything to plug, Leah? No,
yeah,
gigs?
No.
Leah's going to be working free where?
When I'm licking balls, I work for free.
Leah's going to be licking asshole and doing comedy.
And,
where at?
When I hang out with children, I work for... Oh, Uncensored Show at Broadway. Friday and Saturday.
Oh, at Broadway Comedy Club, yeah. Right? Leah's going to be... Leah Bonema, along with her lovely husband or lovely fiancé now.
Fiancé.
Dustin Chafin over at Broadway Comedy Club. Where's that at? Quick.
53rd between 8th and 9th.
53rd between 8th and 9th Avenue at the Broadway Comedy Club. You'll see the lovely Leah. And she is lovely, by the way. Yep. In like a... You know,
in a mistress side bitch
kind of sneak out my girls coming right away fucking thing. You got anything?
Yeah, I'm going to be at Stand Up New York the weekend of the 20th.
Stand Up New York is
70th.
Oh, what's
the
number at this place? You don't know the number? Anyway, Stand Up New York
21st, 23rd. Don't forget the Patrice O'Neill show coming soon.
Yeah,
Patrice O'Neill.
Yeah, the podcast. Got to watch Patrice O'Neill coming soon. 212-595-0850 is the Stand Up New York. And anything? That's it? Well, listen.
I think Patrice is going to be at Stand Up New York for New Year's Eve.
Yeah. I'm actually be at Comics on December 28th and 29th. That's Friday, December 28th, and Saturday, December 29th at Comics in New York, nigga. All right, we'll see y'all next.
This concludes Saturday Night Virus.